Bye. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This was settling a score. No one got seriously injured. Four guys got thrown out, right?
You took the words right out of my crack.
Oh, I didn't know I did that.
I want to give you a hickey.
I'm sorry.
I agree with everything you just said, which I will never say again. You are no hole.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. It is a Name That Hole Thursday. So we'll do that coming up at 5:34 and all day. No Common Man today. Timmy Hall is in for Mike. How you doing, Tim?
Oh, my guy. Thanks for having me here on Masters Thursday.
Sorry, that's left over from March Madness. I'm sorry. We just still have a little bit of... We haven't filled up the quota of lurch roars that we get to use for Zach.
Damn you, Bone. I'm hearing piano music and the sweet serenades stemming from Augusta National. I'm hearing Jim Nance's beautiful voice, and you're playing for me, Zach Edey.
Let me see if I got it queued up here. I can find it real quick. I bet we have some of that piano music.
I can just sing it for you.
No, here we go. This is exactly what you want.
The ball is tipped.
Is that right? They tip off at the golf, right? Yes? There's a big, in the middle, two of the tallest golfers just smack a ball with their clubs. Is that what happens?
I can't get on you too much for that because it's just a blend of two of my great loves.
I know. It's a back-to-back weekend for you.
Week. Yeah.
You end the college basketball season and you get right into the hot sex of golf.
That's what the Masters is.
Everybody's dressing up. It's a little bit of a cosplay thing happening there. Yeah.
People who know golf know the whole. Look at number 13. Look at that par 5. There is nothing I want to do more in life than to step up, preferably to a nice up tee box, because I don't want to play the tee boxes that the champs play from. That sounds stupid. People say, oh, if I could play Augusta, I'd want to play it from the tips. No, I'd like to play it
in a way that
play it from a spot where I could get around the golf course and score a little bit and have some fun.
Yeah.
But just the way the trees are back there and the pine straws, how it's manicured around the tee box and the flower beds, it just looks so pristine, so pretty. And I mean, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but you just get to enjoy these few days with 4K ultra TVs, you know, popping up in a lot of people's homes now. Get it on the big screen and just let that puppy just flash. Just let it dance. I've got an azalea bush by our driveway, and it always seems to bloom right this week for Masters Week. We're not in Georgia, but it seems to bloom this week every time.
It knows when the time is, right? It's ready to go.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I just love it.
Well, you know, we wouldn't be talking golf. We would be remiss if we did that and did not bring up the guy that we always talk about when we talk about golf.
Matt Kuchar update.
Kuch!
Subdued. Teddy,
Kuch.
I'm sure Matt Kuchar's out there, probably on like 4 or 5 right now, maybe getting near to Amen Corner. How's he looking out there at Augusta?
He's at the top of the leaderboard, actually.
Is he really?
He is 6 under right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Coach.
There we
go. I didn't think you'd qualified.
6 feet under? Is that what that reference was, Teddy? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's sadly our guy Kuch. Not in the Masters?
What's happening here?
Is that all LIV Golf doing that, Ted? What's happening?
Yeah.
I blame LIV.
They took his spot, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I blame the Thundercats logo that John Rahm has on his hat, whatever that is.
Is that their team name?
I don't know what their team name is.
That could be true.
Stupid team.
That could, no, you love it.
Let them die.
You're
what
the,
I say.
Aren't you
not
the
let
live
them
live. Lover?
Not let them live? No, I'm not a live lover.
Live and let die. Just die and let die. Don't even let it live. It sucks.
Die and let die.
Die and let die. Bam,
there you go.
Bam.
Right.
Yeah, they suck. I hope a live golfer. That's actually our, I don't have the read up in front of me now, but I do know that that's the fan poll question today. We can circle back to that. But
yeah, sure.
It's, do you want a PGA or will a PGA Tour player or a LIV Tour player win the Masters this week? And it was, last time I looked, it was like 80% PGA Tour. But I mean, don't get me wrong. They have got some stars. It's not like the guys that have gone to LIV have just ceased to win major championships. We know that. I mean, famously, Cam Smith won at St. Andrews. Remember, that was the event where my brother-in-law spotted Cam Smith carrying the claret jug in an armored case, flying coach.
It's famous and memorable to me because of your story about it. But yes, you're right. Probably for golf fans, it's probably memorable because it's Cam Smith.
Well, there was that. He won, and then he jumped right to LIV. So he won a very famous traditional tournament. And I get the point that they're doing this because they think they can still play in the majors, and that's going to be enough for them. But what did you find?
I was going to say that, no, there's a pro wrestling equivalent to this, what that was, when Cam Smith did that. Because Teddy knows this. This is a thing that happens from time to time. A wrestler would get a belt in a certain promotion, he would win the belt
and go to WCW.
And then he would leave and go to, like, well, even if the smaller, where it's like, I'm in Ohio Valley wrestling, but see, I'm going down south to work for someone. And then they take the belt with them, you know, and it's this big deal where it's like, our belt's gone. And then 6 months later, that guy returns and there's a big match and then he gets the belt off of him and they move on. But yeah, that's kind of what LIV had going. It's too bad that the PGA didn't realize that got people going. You could have, instead of cowering and deciding, let's all try to make good and get all the money and let's just merge together, the PGA should have held to their guns and said, let's go, let's stick it out, let's keep this drama going. Instead, now they're all going to get the money somehow, I guess, and they're all merging and everybody's supposed to be singing Kumbaya. When you get Rory giving up the game, that's pretty much it. No one else is going to carry that flag.
Yeah, if Rory's given up the fight, and again, like, you've got these guys that were in the fight on the right side, and they weren't just in the fight, they were staunch. I mean, John Rahm was staunch. He drew a line in the sand. He stuck his foot in deep, braced for impact. Yep. And then said, oh, you know what? I feel like going to LIV now. And then when he got there, said, oh, you know what? I think we should change the format and do like a traditional thing, like 72 holes. Shut up. Just left format.
They had a place with
their
doing.
You got a cut.
That.
You got 72 holes. We might be, you know, changing some things to where some of them don't have cuts, you know, more exclusive fields, all that kind of stuff because of what has happened with LIV. But don't you dare leave and then say how you want some more tradition back in what's going on. I don't know. But let me tell you this about Cooch. You believe that's been 11 years since our guy won the Memorial? Kind of started this whole thing.
That's right, yeah.
That was 2013. And to my surprise, he has not been at Augusta since 2021. Did not play in 23 or in 22.
Wow.
He slipped. And
he's just out. He doesn't go.
He got cut in 21 and 20. Last time he made a cut there was in 2019.
Well, they do have kind of, it's a very storied place there. And they do have a rule that says if you're going to play, you've got to pay your caddy. That's not Matt Cooch's game. He doesn't like to do that. Cooch does not like that. So
percentage is a little high, Mr. Caddy. How about 1%?
How about Scottie Scheffler? I saw this story about him where he might have to withdraw. Might being a relative term.
How about that?
Might have to withdraw because his wife is pregnant.
How about that?
Well, that's what I was going to say is the baby's due at the end of April. It's not likely, but it's certainly possible that she could go into labor. And he said, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm leaving. Now, he's won the Masters, right, before he's done that?
Right. He's not the defending champ, right, Ted? My short-term memory sucks.
Rahm won last year.
Scheffler 2 years ago.
Rahm's dead. We hate Rahm now, though, so he doesn't count.
Yeah, but so Scottie Scheffler, maybe a little easier to walk away from it when you have that. I'm different. I don't know if I'm different. I think everyone is different on that.
Sure.
I think there are some people who would say, I wouldn't skip, you know, a day of work if I didn't have to for, you know,
Tyvus, I think, is that way.
Okay. And then
Tyvus
other people.
Tyvus is anti-vacation. I'm trying to change him.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah.
Tyvus,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I want him to be happy.
We're going to have him known as Tyvus Holiday Powell. Like, he just takes vacations all the time. That's
time
what we want.
Holiday. Your new favorite baseball player will be Jackson Holiday.
Sure.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I would definitely take off about it. Having been there for my three kids that were born, I've been there for all three of them. I would definitely go and skip almost anything to be a part of that. The guy who usually sits here where I'm sitting, Common Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he would want to be there for support, but I know that was like a very stressful, weird time
sure,
for him.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how he would feel on it. How would you feel? Would you, let's say you,
there's a lot of factors,
you don't have,
right?
Let's say you've never
first
won
child,
it.
Second child. Is it the biggest weekend in my sports life? Scottie Scheffler, yes, he has so much talent. He's going to win so many events in his career. I could understand, and I respect it too, where it's not him saying that the Masters doesn't mean a lot to him. It's just him saying that my family
is the
one thing
that means
more.
Matters
yeah.
way more than almost anything else, which
I
get.
I'm just saying, Bone, because you get into these debates and you'll hear some sports radio dudes out there like, that is just ridiculous. There's nothing more important than the task at hand and, you know, playing to win.
Yeah, there's nothing more important than our fake thing we came up with to entertain ourselves
and
just have fun.
And it's not a team sport, right? I guess you'd be letting down your team of people that are in your corner, but I don't even think you could say you're letting them down.
No.
It's not about that.
Even in a team sport, my first team is my family. Like, I'm doing all that stuff. I'm playing the sport. If I was doing that,
I can understand,
I'm doing this job to support my family. That's why we do it. Now, yes,
if qualified for the Masters and I'm like 45 years old and somehow I became like the, you know, best amateur golfer in the country.
Sure.
And qualified,
I think
which
that
will
you're
never
exactly
happen.
Right. There's differences to all of this.
I don't know if I would want to just miss out on
to
finishing,
that point.
You know, if I made the cut. Oh, we made a mistake and we thought we were one and done. I didn't get the vasectomy and here comes another child. No!
Well, I'll tell you, there was a time in my career here where I probably would have skipped very big life events. Maybe not the birth, but I would skip other things to make sure if I was given a chance to fill in host on a radio show back when I was trying to get my foot in the door. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can say that that's probably a shortcoming that I would have had back then.
There are factors, but for someone that's accomplished and that has done it and you're in the position to be able to do that and take one for the team being your fam. I know Bobby has told stories in the past. I can't remember quite what they were, but about how this goes in the NFL. And just some of the thoughts that get thrown out there for guys that might like choose to miss a game for the birth of a child. And I'm sure there would definitely be some talking both ways about what the guy's about. Or scheduling C-sections to make sure it's not on a game day.
I'd say let them say it to my face. How about that? How about my wife's body does not run around the NFL calendar? How about that? That's what I would probably say to those guys. So
it just happens.
Why don't you go scream at my wife then about that is what I would say. If you're screaming at me, why don't you go here's my wife. I'll put my pregnant wife on the phone. You scream at her and tell her when she should have her baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So it means we've got to get it on
big,
in the
guys.
Middle of football season so it happens out of the football season.
Right. Yeah. Some things are out of your control. That's what I'm going to say. Let's talk about what we actually believe is going to happen with this thing that's going on Saturday. Ohio State spring game. We know about it. It's a big deal. The quarterback room, I find interesting. We have had a lot of discussion about it. I'm going to tell you the parts of it that I actually believe are true and the parts that I think are completely BS. Timmy, you'll let me know if you agree or disagree.
I will.
Do that when we come back. It's Man and Bone. Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on southbound 270's off-ramp to eastbound 70, and that's on the east outer belt. We also have a crash on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side after Polaris Parkway. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Attention. Please flip your listening device to the stupid setting. Thank you. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a great Thursday. You can tweet us your Name That Hole suggestions at Man and Bone 971. We'll do that 534 and throughout the show.
Name like that John hole. Rahm is a hole.
Well,
for saying everything that he always said and then just going in complete reverse for the money.
Yeah.
And then now saying he wants his new thing to have more tradition back in it.
Yeah.
Like the thing that he just left.
The thing he left. Exactly right. But that's if you don't know the segment, what we do is basically you'll send us a suggestion. You'll say, hey, here's the scenario. This and this and this happened. Am I the hole? Is that person a hole? And if so, what level of hole are they? That's what we're going to debate and discuss a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, your A, your B,
C,
and
hole.
Your C.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I got to find out where the sounds are. I don't know where they are on here.
They're on the thing. They're on that thing in front of you.
Yes, the thing
that has, the,
19, it has 19 pages. None of them are alphabetized.
Hit
makes
the
no
button,
sense.
The guy says A hole.
That's right.
Hit the button. He says B hole.
Yeah. So let's talk about the topic of conversation going into this weekend. Obviously, we have the spring game. And while there are lots of storylines that abound, the reality is you had a quarterback who transferred out at the end of last season because perception, reality, and both, I guess, is that he wasn't good enough to win a national championship here at Ohio State. Fair or not.
Don't you believe that?
Well, what I believe is you'd beat Michigan if your defense could actually stop Michigan from running the ball. And while it didn't help that your quarterback who needed to come in and finish off a drive at the end of that game got his arm hit and threw a pick, the reality is if your defense isn't better, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is, in my opinion. That's been the problem here the last three seasons.
It's two things, because you'd like to think that Ohio State football, both sides of the ball, could help each other out in a time of need, right?
Sure.
That's what you'd like to think, and what you're talking about in that Michigan game. Yes, if they could have just gotten one punt, if they could have forced one punt, was it the entire fourth quarter or the entire second half that they didn't get a punt?
I think it was the entire second
half.
Some
of it was field goals, but still, they were scoring on every
possession.
Michigan
was able to go down and do the same thing they did in the last 2 years prior.
They kept scoring.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, and you couldn't stop them.
The defensive numbers were a little bit better in that game, but
they were better over the season, too, yeah.
Your offensive numbers for what you're used to just dropped too much to just stand pat.
I agree.
They did.
And I think
they could have won that game with a Kyle McCord, but that doesn't mean that's the best thing for Ohio State football going forward.
Fair enough. But what I'm saying is this entire team needs to continue to... I'm not giving anybody credit for Caleb Downs being here. I'm give credit to people when Caleb Downs goes out and has 85 tackles and a dozen pass breakups.
I hear
like
you.
I'm saying...
That's what I'm sure about, though.
I feel good that
I'm
that's
sure
going to happen.
I'm sure about that guy, and I'm sure about Jeremiah Smith. But
no,
I can't say I'm sure about, you know, Will or Devin Brown or...
Let me tell you right now.
Just yet.
I'm not sure about anything.
No?
Because here's what I mean. We have so many people who, like, January hits, Michigan wins the national championship, and then a month later, the portal, you've got all these dudes. And we have a bunch of people in this town running around high-fiving each other and being like, well, yeah, Michigan, what are you going to do? And it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to look at their trophy they won and say, good for you, you won the offseason. Go win games now. My point is, as a Buckeye fan who's watched this team suffer again against Michigan for three straight years, I need to see it actually happen. So while I feel like they're taking all the steps you can in the offseason to prevent it from happening again, you're going to have to excuse me
if I don't
just plan the victory parades just yet. I need to actually see it go down.
I'm with you. Yeah. Trust me. Doing the Buckeye show, I'm with you in that regard. And for years, I've been saying this. The most frustrating thing is how we get talked about in the national landscape. There isn't a year that ever goes by where you're not, like, being ranked preseason number 3 is a bad start typically for Ohio State.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I saw them outside the top 4, top 5 to start the year. They are always placed right into the college football playoff. And they haven't won it since 2014.
Yeah.
They're going past. And again, for some people, that's not a bad clip. If you're going to get on an average and win a national championship every 10 years, that'd be great. But if you look at what Ohio State football has actually won in the last decades, it hasn't been the average. And they're so good every single year. It's like the kind of expectations you would put on any top-notch program. It's why John Calipari has wound up at Arkansas, because when you're making $8.5 million at Kentucky, you can't have that many slip ups of not getting through in the tournament. So Ohio State, I do agree with you. You need to see them do it here. You need to see them run again, which is why I think a lot of people have been saying Natty or bust for the group that they've put together.
Well, of course.
I'm not going to argue with that.
No, I'm not either, but I'm not, again,
going at all.
I'm not giving them credit for doing it.
I understand that too.
I feel like there have been a lot of people around the media in this town where we have a lot of people who work the beat who have to be friendly over there, right? Because they're there all the time. But at some point, I need to hold people accountable. And so one of the things I heard, here's a quote from Ryan Day yesterday in his press conference talking about Julian Sain, freshman that has a lot of hype coming in, a very talented player, big get for them. Here's him talking about Julian Sain, who everyone says is popping over there
at the Woody.
Yep. This question was, could Julian Sain start at quarterback? That is what is labeled in the system here. I hope that's what the actual question was. Here's Ryan Day's response.
He's in the mix. He is. Yeah, he's... Chip really rolls them. It doesn't matter if the ones, twos, and threes. So you get an opportunity to see what guys look like. I think sometimes maybe when you're young, you get the three work, and sometimes it can look like a mess out there. This has been a really good, sample size to figure out where guys are at. But Julian's been competing his tail off, and he'll continue to do that. And he's got a very bright future, and he's got to have a really good summer.
Okay. So didn't quash that immediately and say, all right, look, he's a good young player, but we got a lot to do. People have taken that and other comments and stuff that's been written and saying, I'm just saying about Julian Sain. Could he potentially win this job?
Got the black stripe removed, and then we're right into being the starting quarterback as a true freshman?
Right.
Is that what we're... That seems hard to do.
Well, it seems hard to do. I want to also play a little bit about what he said about Devin Brown. Here's a little bit of what Ryan Day said about the guy who has been here, who was the backup last year, and who obviously played in the bowl game.
I think that he's now into year three, and a lot of the things that we're doing is still what we've done in the past, so that he probably feels the most comfortable out there with the offense, and you see that. The big thing with him is just being as consistent as he possibly can and keep the offense moving, because he certainly has the ability and definitely flashes.
All right, so Devin Brown, possibly. He's the most comfortable out there. He's flashing.
Because he's been here.
He's
been here. We've seen him play pretty well in the glimpses we've seen in practice. But again, we don't need to be putting a whole lot of stock in that. And again, I'm still with you. We can talk about a lot of things, but we're not going to see these guys on the field until the fall.
Yeah.
So that's when we're really going to know how they do when the lights are on.
Here's one more. This is Ryan Day being asked if Will Howard leads the quarterback competition.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that very much, but his experience is definitely showing. I think that he's played a lot of football before. And I think his combination on the field of being able to extend plays with his feet, run in the run game, pull the ball, we've seen that happen before, and then be accurate with in the pocket, throwing the ball, play action on the move, all those things put stress on the defense.
Okay, so there's a lot more
presser, pressure for Ryan,
right? Yeah, but
and he sniffles.
So all these guys, he says, we haven't talked about who's going to win the job or anything or who's in the lead, but they're all playing well. All those guys I just mentioned are all playing well. So what's real? What are we looking for on Saturday? I'm going to take a break, and I'll tell you next what I think is actually real from those comments. And we'll do that when we come back. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find an accident blocking two lanes on westbound 670 at 315, causing a 5-minute delay, and some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Done.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Wherever you get your podcast, you can just search up Common Man and T-Bone or Man and Bone. That probably won't work as well, but Common Man and T-Bone will. You can find us, all the podcasts that we do for the show. They're all free. They're all available to you. Just search it on your favorite podcast app. Podcast brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. And Timmy Hall is filling in for Common Man today. It is a Name That Hole Thursday, so you can tweet us your scenarios, your situations, your things that have happened where you say, I didn't do anything wrong. I think this person is being a bit of a hole. Well, we'll tell you, and we'll give them a rating if we think so. You can do that now at
@manandbone971. I love hearing the stories.
Oh, yeah. We always have fun with those.
Great stories.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about it. We played some clips in the last segment from Ryan Day yesterday, bringing up the quarterback room and saying, well, you know, Julian Sain can really, he's looking like a great player here
as
a freshman.
Chip Kelly's rolling him, you know, putting him in there. We're getting a look at him.
Devin Brown looks the most comfortable because he's the one who's seen the most of the offense. If you listen to what he said about Will Howard, he goes on about how, you know, as this 9 or 10 practices have happened now, he's really getting a command of the offense and learning how this thing works.
Right.
And he's
right.
Showing more and more every day. All right, so what's real, what's not?
Yeah, I feel like you're dying to say something about the psychology of a quarterback battle. When you don't yet have your starter, and how you have to play this game leading up to spring game and maybe beyond.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this because I see it's already happening with Buckeye Nation, and I know this is the nature of the thing. You've got 5 quarterbacks in that room right now.
Right.
And you get a lot of people, especially if you go on the message boards, you go online, you go on social media, people have their guys, right? There's people who are like, this has got to be the guy who has to win the job. This has got to be the guy who has to win the job. And I understand that. We could sit here and do that too. But I'll tell you this, the best thing I've figured out in my years of watching Ohio State football, and especially now with the name, image, likeness, and portal situation, you only need to worry about 2 guys, the guy who's the best and the guy who's next. That's it. So if
anything in between,
everything else is fluff. Right. Everything else is smoke and mirrors.
It's going to go on.
Because you ask him about Lincoln Kienholz. You ask him about whoever you think is who's the last guy on the depth chart. If it's Aaron Nolan, I don't know. Whoever you think the last guy is, Ryan Day is going to say that guy is playing great and has a lot of potential and we see a lot of good things from him, rolling everybody. This is the job Ryan Day has decided to do with the quarterbacks. I don't know if it's the right approach. It's the approach he's doing, which is everyone's got a chance. Everyone could win this job. I got to keep 5 guys interested in this job through the spring game. You know, next week, one of these guys is going to leave. I would almost guarantee.
I would almost guarantee that.
And I'm not saying I've heard anything. I haven't. But if you see a guy come out in the spring game and throw 2 touchdowns and go 8 of 9 and everybody, all they can do is talk about how great this guy looks. And then the other guy who's kind of been thought as the backup also looks good. The guy who knows in film room he's kind of the 5th guy is probably going to think, well, why am I hanging around here, right? It would be human nature for him to do that. That's fine.
Wouldn't it be shocking? You know what I'm about to say? Wouldn't it be shocking if the guy that were to transfer turned out to be Will?
I don't think. Let me tell you right now.
Something happens where they, you know, the stuff that they've been saying about Devin Brown looking good in practice is real, and he has a great spring performance, and they name a starter because the last thing that Will would want was to have it go all the way close to the season and then not get the job and have spent all this time looking for his option. He winds up being the quarterback at Ohio State of all places. What a great move for him, right? He goes from Kansas State. And again, he wasn't the sexiest looking quarterback on the transfer portal market, but he's a big guy that can run a little bit that might work with Chip Kelly. It's why I think he's going to be the guy. Let me make that clear. I'm just making up a scenario of how crazy this stuff is in college football.
Well, that's where I'm trying to cut through some of this stuff because we're in this moment where everyone's trying to figure out, oh, do I know something that maybe other people don't, or did I see something? Here's the reality. You have a coaching staff that is now, Ryan Day has decided to hire Chip Kelly to run his offense. Chip Kelly, in his time, has had a lot of success with a quarterback who is able to move the ball with his feet. I'm not saying he's got to be out there, you know, he doesn't have to be Lamar Jackson. He's got to be able to move the ball with his feet and make good throws and have a dynamic offense that runs the football.
Marcus Mariota style.
Sure.
Right?
You went out.
That's capable of doing both.
What'd you go out and get in the portal? You got a guy who has some experience at quarterback, who can run the ball a little bit, who's won a championship in the Big 12, who has plenty of starter ability, has shown the ability to stay on the field for whatever that's worth, be healthy. And then also you went out and got one of the best running backs in the country to transfer here. This offense is going to run the football. It's also got to throw the football. You got to be accurate. But the reality is, to me, you're going to take the best qualities of all that. And that, to me, is probably, I'm not, I'm not saying I'm in his camp or I'm rooting for, I'm rooting for whoever emerges to be good. But I believe the guy that's probably going to end up doing that, if we're being 100% honest, is Will Howard. Now, the backup job is the one where I think that's where this drama is, or this discussion of who's next, who's the guy. The Julian Sain stuff is interesting in that way only for me. I do not think he's starting this year.
No, I don't
I do
either.
Not think that's
but
a real opinion.
I will say this. I'm coming more around in just people that I've talked to and checking out one of the earlier practices this spring and going to pay attention to what happens on Saturday. Julian Sain is a high five-star player.
So of course he is.
He was scouted. He was recruited at a high level for a reason. There have always been those guys that we just feel great about from the start, and then they do cash in. C.J. Stroud also didn't have that five-star status. I think he was a four-star, but was making some waves near the end. He was late in the recruiting game. But we all had just heard the stories about him and kind of knew that this guy was going to be great. I could see, if you're just saying, make a guess, throw a bet down, Will Howard is the guy this year, and then it's probably on to Julian Sain next year.
That's my guess.
That's, if you ask me,
that's my guess.
Tell the future.
Right.
And Devin Brown will be the odd man out here,
well,
trying to win the job.
My point with all this is not to get, I'm not trying to bury any of these guys, say they're not going to, Devin Brown may go out and be the best quarterback and maybe the guy who wins this job.
That's,
I have no idea.
And if he's great, then that's great.
If you're asking me what seems likely, the fact that you heard, if you even listen to Ryan Day talk about other guys, it seems like he kind of catches himself and goes, yeah, well, and there's a little bit of a, I'm trying to just,
what do I say? Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. If you're asking me, is that guy won the job about Will Howard? It's, you know, we haven't really even talked about that yet. Yeah. He's like, because he wants to probably answer that honestly, but you can't, he doesn't want to do that right
now. He's taking his time.
Yeah.
He's taking his time.
When
he's making the throws, he's picking up bits and pieces of the offense every single day. You can see it out there. We could do these press conferences for Coach Day.
Well, right.
You know, at this time of the season to keep some options open.
But when Julian Sain, when he asked that, the difference in how he answers it is just, oh, he's in the mix. Like as if you had asked him, what time of day is it? Like
young star.
It was very calm, yeah. Very easy off his tongue. I'm saying he seemed a lot more not opposed to that idea.
You can't,
didn't seem like he was couching things.
You can't have a guy that looks that good this early with that much eligibility left.
Right.
And he's part of your roadmap in the future. You can't have him being the one that jumps into the portal because he's not winning the job as a true freshman. You got to get him to understand that this is a special thing that you're even in the mix this early. Think of how good you could be.
Yeah.
With another year of development, you know, holding that clipboard and watching how it works.
Yeah. So there's five guys in this deal right now, and Ryan Day wants to keep all of them. Here's what I would say to Ryan Day. This would be my advice that he did not ask for. Pick your starter after this week. Pick your backup and tell everybody else honest truth. Sure, you can fight for it in the summer, but these are the two guys that are the by far leaders in the clubhouse. And not because I think any of you suck, but because last year we did this, and how'd that work out? I tried to keep everybody happy. How'd that work out? It didn't. When you try to keep everyone happy, it's not going to. In this age of name, image, and likeness, you got to get the two best guys to feel very locked in. They don't want to transfer. They just need to be kept happy. If the other guys leave, that's going to happen. You in the NFL, do you have five quarterbacks on a roster?
You have a clear starter
and you have a backup, and then everybody else is either practice squad. If you hire in a starter level guy in the NFL, then the other starter goes, well, I guess they want me gone then, right? So
it's the hardest thing.
That's
about
how
this
you
era.
Have to manage this. You
it's
can't
the hardest
manage
thing.
It. Can't do it like you did 5 years ago.
No, but
you got to have a starter and a backup, and that's it.
What's good for the team and what's good for the individual are oftentimes very different.
Yeah.
And that's what's hard to blend about where we are now, and not just college football, but college basketball too.
And by the way, I'm not saying it has to be this guy or that guy. What I'm saying is once that becomes apparent to Ryan Day, let it be known, move on, and go that summer and all into the fall like that. We don't need this. All these guys could play. No, we know that's not happening. We think we know who your guys are based on what you're saying. Even if that's wrong, pick your guys and go. And I'm saying, I think after this weekend, we are going to have a lot more clarity on that. Let's talk about some good news for Browns fans when we get back. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 315 after Town Street, causing a couple-minute delay, and another accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Let the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. It's Name That Whole Thursday. So if you've got a situation, scenario. I need to go check them because, you know, we've been doing the show. We're just talking a lot of Ohio State quarterbacks. We're talking spring game. But at Man and Bone 971, we'll get some of those tweets together and see what we can find. Did have some good news for Browns fans. I teased that earlier. Let's get to it. Nick Chubb, my guy that I have a fondness for. I've rooted for him. Seems like one of the good guys, right, in sports. I don't know if he is, but...
You're hoping.
Always does a good job on the field,
right? Here's hoping. Is there a guy for you that if it came out that they were a really bad guy, it would just devastate you?
Well, he's on the list, yeah. He'd be one that if I found that out, I would actually be in my very cynical... old man views of every sports figure I've looked up to in some way, shape, or form has ended up disappointing me. Nick Chubb's one of the few guys that I would allow myself to say, yeah, I think he's pretty, seems pretty chill, yeah, seems
so
pretty
he's,
good.
He's high on your list.
Very high, yeah.
Like him to that point, yeah.
You know what he is? This is a thing that, going back to the Ryan Day comments, right? Quarterbacks, you want to be boring. Peyton Manning was boring.
Chubb's boring.
Tom Brady, boring.
Uh-huh.
Guys that just show up, they are consistently good, and they don't really have a lot to say. They just go out there and win, and everybody's bored with winning, or they get critical on the little things. Nick Chubb, boring. When healthy and awesome, that's all there is.
You know who it was for me, especially with what baseball went through with the steroid era. If anything ever came out about Cal... And I've heard some stories about maybe a thing was done or two to keep the streak going with a little power outage. I don't know. To be honest, for the most part, I don't care about those things because it was still a ridiculously difficult thing that he achieved. But if they tried to, not tried to, if it came out that Cal was a bad guy, devastating.
Sure.
And I don't think he is because Jeff Rimmer, just the other day, we're standing back there and he says, Tim, you'll like this. And he shows me on his phone, Cal sending him a personal
He did the thing for the retirement video.
He seemed very cool. And it was literally a video that was just from Cal to Jeff Rimmer. And then he showed it to us.
I mean, other than that whole faking his mom getting kidnapped deal for whatever kind of weirdness that was, it seems like a pretty great
guy. I'm sure there was a game that he had to get to.
I'm just kidding. Cutting the power to make sure that they...
wildest stories connected to a sports figure that there has ever been.
That his mom got
Cal's
kidnapped?
Mom being kidnapped and driven around a day or so and then returned safely in front of the house.
Well, they believe what happened there was legitimately, they think that this random kidnapper just kidnapped a person, more or less tried to steal a car. And saw there was a person there.
The mother of one of the most famous baseball players.
So they said, get in the car. And then they were like, I don't know. I'm just going to drop you off somewhere. And at no point, I think they don't even know if this guy realized this person because she couldn't see the person. They covered her face and she was just sitting in the back seat. They don't know if this person even knew that she was anybody related to anybody famous. So there's no way. But then when the news reports started coming out that she was missing, I think maybe the person put it together and that's why she was returned without harm.
Good old Vi Ripken.
That's right. So the good news for Cleveland, in case I didn't quite finish that thought, is that Nick Chubb is getting, he's back. He's good. They did restructure his deal because that was a concern, was he's going to make 18 or 15 million, whatever it was, the cap it was going to be. They reduced that number. It's only 6.2 million cap hit now, but he still gets 12.2 million next season. He can earn up to that, I guess I should say, because it's the base salary he's getting of $11.8 million. Up to $12 million is what he can get to. But Nick Chubb, again, trying to restructure, do what he has to do. This is a guy who had 3,000-yard seasons in a row. The last three seasons he was healthy for the Browns. Four straight seasons.
Four. Yeah.
Four of 1,000 yards.
Most of those he was up around, you know, 14 or 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
Big time running back.
You know
where this is going. With all that wear and tear, he's in his upper 20s now. He's going to be 29 on his next birthday late in this season. Coming off of a major injury, even without the major injury.
Yeah, but I think the major injury is what plays
in here.
Yes,
of course.
That's what they're worried about.
I'm saying even without the major injury, running backs that have this much on their lifespan when they've produced four or five good seasons already,
yeah.
What typically starts to happen? I mean, did Zeke have a major injury? Or did he just hit the wall and start to wear down?
Unless I'm misremembering, Ted.
Did he have a major
torn ACL, yeah, something like that?
Not an Achilles or an ACL.
No, yeah. Not at all. No.
Man, speaking of just like how much I like Nick Chubb, like last year, remember that happened the first game against the Steelers where he has the horrific knee injury and he's out immediately. And it was so gutting.
Great
and
way
terrible.
To start, right?
Right. And so then last season, when that happened, this tells you how much I love Nick Chubb. I'm looking at that season going, I don't even know if I care anymore about this season. Like, it was one game in or two games, whatever it was, and I'm like, I don't even know if I care. That's how much I love Nick Chubb. I just...
You got to be so
gutted that he was off the team that quickly after that early. I'm looking forward to watching this team, and then that happens. You know what brought me back, though?
And yes, Deshaun Watson.
No.
Yeah, you got to be so excited for him.
No. The thing that got me excited last year that brought me back in...
Flacco, my cracko.
If you'd have told me... Last year in June or July or August, hey, don't worry. At some point this year, Joe Flacco is going to make you fall in love with the Browns again. I would have said you're out of your mind. Instead,
great story.
December.
Flacco, my cracko.
We're all in.
He didn't do enough to be the backup. Didn't see enough from him. He should have been better. I mean,
he should have done his bit. He should have been worse
to the playoffs.
Because then Deshaun Watson wouldn't have felt threatened by him and say, get him out of here. He saw how good the guy was and was like, I can't have anybody comparing me to him.
Dude, you're going to
get him over to Indianapolis.
You're
going to
have so much fun with how good Deshaun is this year. You're going to be loving life.
It's going to be great.
He's just going to be back to an electrifying superstar. He's going to be like another Lamar Jackson out there.
Mm. Hey, you know what?
That's what they tell me.
Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback. I have a name of another guy who is a good quarterback who is calling out the local media in his city. We'll talk about that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70, and expect a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at cosi.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. We are going to talk about an NFL quarterback calling out the media here in a second. But just keep an eye on this story if you haven't seen it. The translator for Shohei Ohtani, the former translator for him, his name is Ipe Mizuhara.
Mizuhara.
Now, you might remember this story a few weeks ago. Ohtani, it came out, had, from his account, there had been a wire transfer, multiple wire transfers, totaling $4.5 million to an illegal bookie. Again, that is a Major League Baseball player, the biggest Major League Baseball player in the world, transferring millions of dollars to an illegal bookie in Southern California, where he also lives in place. So that seemed not good for Shohei Ohtani.
This is an unbelievable story.
Well, then the story changed because it went from, yes, his translator guy had a gambling issue. Shohei attempted to pay the money off for him and transferred that money to a bookie. That would constitute some baseball issues. Now, the story then quickly changed that day to, oh, actually, he stole all this money from the guy. And it was that he stole $4.5 million. Well, now we're getting more information. The Athletic's Mike Vorkunov went over some of this. Alden Gonzalez, the complaint has been now made public that is being put forth here in the courts. And what they actually say is it's more of a, not $4.5 million, a staggering $16 million is what is alleged to have been stolen, man, by Mizuhara.
You want some other numbers for this?
Give
them
to me.
How big it gets? So yeah. you say that it's the $16 million. And also shocking part of the story to me is how, I guess I do wonder how long this went on before Shohei might have realized there was a problem.
I got thoughts on that, buddy.
Because
but go ahead.
You're making so much money that you can be bamboozled like this, and it really doesn't even matter.
Hang on. This is
almost like a regular person just doing their taxes a little bit too late. You know,
it's
almost like a simple life problem for Shohei Ohtani.
Well,
he's got so much money.
Doesn't that seem absurd to believe?
But it's true.
Is it? Listen, man, here's where I'm at.
It's crazy.
I don't know how rich you have to be to where the numbers that this guy gambled. Again, I want to point out.
Let me give those numbers.
This guy is a translator for a famous baseball player. He is not a famous baseball player. What are the numbers he's alleged have gambled?
So he was apparently making, on average, 25 bets per day. They ranged, this is a big range now,
okay,
from $10.
Stop, hang on.
25 bets per day.
25 bets a day is, I mean, if you're a hardcore gambler, you might say that, I've done that before.
Scotty Vegas says that's crazy.
He did this for years at a time, averaging 25 bets a day.
Yes.
And what are the amounts that he was
ranging
betting?
From $10 to $160,000 per bet. Some 19,000 bets in all is around what he reached. His betting records, according to a spreadsheet obtained by the authorities, reflected total winnings of $142 million. You might think that's good, but listen to the losses. $183 million. Net balance of negative $40.6 million, with $16 million being stolen right off the top.
Well, that's where I have some questions because, yeah, I mean, this guy, for what it's worth, he's entering a plea. The translator is saying, you got me. I'm dead to rights. I'm not arguing this. It carries a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison if he is convicted of all these crimes. He is going to plea on this and probably give up whatever they need him to give up on whoever they need him to give up to try to lessen his sentence. But the reality is he's going to go to jail for multiple years. So I'm not saying he's making this up. I'm not saying this is a cover story for Shohei Ohtani or anything. What I am saying is we are still not very clear. At least I'm not. I'd love to know in this report, if they get to it, how does someone transfer tens of millions of dollars, $16 million he's alleged to have stolen from Shohei? You don't do that with wire transfers. It's not, I don't care how hands off you are with your finances. Banks are going to call Shohei Ohtani's people and say, is the translator guy allowed to have a $2 million wire transfer, an $800,000 wire transfer,
or just
$300,000
like
wire
Chase,
transfer?
A Chase account transfer.
Well,
do they do? What's the limit on that where you can actually do like a Zelle transfer to one of your buddies? You know?
Right.
Like or move from my checking to my savings. Is it okay? Can I do the one button tap,
dude,
and $7 million goes like in an instant? Like, does it work for funds that large? I would not know because I don't have them.
Obviously his winnings and losings, right? It's not like he bet $140 million. He bet some number of money and made so much and lost so much on credit. That's why it's with an illegal bookie. Illegal bookies let you bet on credit. Regulated actual gambling houses do not. So this whole thing, a lot of it is based on how much he was believed to have access to. And presumably an illegal bookie might know this guy from sports and say, oh, I know what you do. You're Shohei Ohtani's guy. So you've got access to money.
But
still, the point here is,
I'm just saying,
I need to understand
it.
Well,
however it
happened.
That's
a big question mark, man. That's a big question to me is, how does a guy, and I'm not saying Shohei Ohtani had anything to do with it.
Everybody handles their finances differently. the way your family's set up, maybe the dude in the house looks at the accounts more often, maybe the woman in the house looks at the account more often, maybe it's a team deal, but and there's a birdie for Tiger on number one. Never mind. me and Panama Ted are just,
what just happened?
Going nuts.
Oh, so, Tiger's on. Okay, Tiger birdied a hole. Okay.
Tiger striped one down the middle on one,
all right,
put
all
his
right,
approach right. to 10 feet and then knocked it in. But no, Bone, I can't get it out of my mind how that much money can be gone and you're so rich, because that's the way I keep looking back at this. You're so rich. It's like, I don't even notice it.
You have to basically believe then that Shohei Ohtani is one of the dumbest humans to ever walk the face of the earth. If he didn't know that a guy he works with every day was stealing $16 million. Now, I feel bad for him if that's what happened. I feel bad that he's that naive and stupid. But there's no way you can look at this and say an incredibly smart business guy, and also he was just the victim of a crime. No, you're not a victim when that happens. Like, you are naive to the point of stupidity if you're not aware that this guy is stealing that much money. And if he did, I feel awful for him. But that still needs to be looked at and understood that he might need, like, Josh Hamilton. He might need a handler to, like, hang around with him, just be like, did you give any money to anybody today, Shohei? Okay, good. Because if you do that again, we could all end up in federal prison. He could be kicked out of baseball if any of this was actually tied to him doing this stuff and not just being stolen from. So it's very important for this narrative that he got ripped off by $16 million to not be in trouble with Major League Baseball and the feds.
And if there's just going to be a surprising pile of cash whenever this guy gets out of jail, if he's just,
well, again, I'm not trying to say that that's happening. What I'm saying is,
I know.
What I'm saying is,
what we did.
Can't believe all these things at the same time, that Shohei was, like, incredibly on top of things, knew this guy so well, really was, like, into. They say that this guy and him would drive to work every day. Timmy, this is like me finding out you took all of my money, like all of it. I just had no idea, and you've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah,
we work together.
I would
feel like the worst. I'd have to leave.
No, but I'd have to quit. My point being, what would your $16 million be like for you? You know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you know what it would be? It would be enough money that my wife and I talk about the finances, but she does a lot of that stuff. She would be hounding me every day.
Of course.
What's going on?
Because
Tim needs more money for what?
We live in the real world. We live in the real world where even if we fluctuate, we're doing well or we're doing okay or not as well, we still live in a world where our bank accounts are such to where even $1,000 gets misplaced.
Yeah.
That is going to raise a flag.
That's going to raise a flag.
That's going to raise a red flag. I'm just saying, this guy could be at a point where he's so focused on baseball. Do I have my questions? Do I have my doubts? Absolutely. I'm just trying to think about the other side to blow your mind, because this guy could have so much money to where it doesn't even matter if $15 or $20 million goes missing.
Remember the story?
Phil Mickelson, I think, was.
Why am I
feel the same way? Because of all the money he gambled away.
Yes, but he was the one doing the gambling, allegedly, and all that.
He was the one doing it and gambling it away, but these guys have so much money, they just don't care. It's like, I lost a quarter. A quarter rolled under the SUV, and I'm not going to bend down to look for it.
I can't imagine that that's how it is for Shohei Ohtani, but let's take that at face value. That could be to a point. But remember the story of Jack Johnson, right? He lost all his
parents,
finances,
right? Mom and dad.
Because mom and dad were entrusted with his finances.
Jack Johnson of the Blue Jackets, not the guy that would wear Hawaiian shirts and play the acoustic guitar.
And is he the one telling you they're going to build their...
Where'd all the good people go?
Is that the one where they paved paradise and put down a parking lot? Is that him? Who sang that song?
Paradise. No, that's Counting Crows, isn't it?
I don't know who it is.
They paradise, put up a bucket.
You know what it is? It's all in the bin called I Don't Listen to It.
Get out of here.
It is. It's good. But
badmouth the Crows.
But Jack Johnson, that guy, mom and dad are in charge of finances. Your parents, who you have a very real bias towards believing what they tell you. This is a guy he hired as a friend to help him be able to speak to the media. Anything beyond that is an incredible naivete. And in fact, beyond that, he's got a team of people, not just this dude, who look over things. So if the argument is he was out of touch with his finances, fine. Then someone else on his staff needs to probably be investigated too. Because
I don't know how it could be. This guy just got access to everything. No one on his staff checked into that.
We'll see what comes out.
Here's the attorney
right now, Martin Estrada, Johnny Estrada, said in a news conference that I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Otani is considered a victim in this one.
I understand.
Get that through your head, Bone, and stop thinking of these theories. Stop using your brain.
And I feel bad for him if he is the victim, and it seems like he is.
On a day where OJ passed away,
well,
innocent until proven guilty in this country, you don't ask questions about Shohei Ohtani's book
that comes out in 5 years that's, if I gambled, here's who I would bet on. That's going to be real interesting to read.
Fish was telling me when he visited USC, OJ stuff all over the place. Reggie Bush stuff vanished from the face of the earth. No Reggie. Hey, OJ all over the place.
If you're found financially liable for murdering two people, you can keep your stuff can be put up all over the place.
Also, did hard time.
Right. For stealing his own memorabilia.
For armed robbery, right?
If your parents got a condo in Venice Beach or wherever, instant, never can be talked about again. All right.
No.
I will get to this theory, not this theory, this NFL player talking about the media. We'll get to that. And some thoughts on OJ because he did pass away today. A little bit surprised by that news, but we'll get to that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident blocking two lanes on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Hamilton Road, causing a 10-minute slowdown, and some slow traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on the Fan. Timmy Hall filling in for him. Got Name That Hole coming up at 5:34. Degenerate T-Bone and maybe a little Degenerate Timmy too coming up later this hour. So let's talk about the guy that is calling out the media in his city. That would be Jared Goff, Lions quarterback. Obviously helped the team have quite a turnaround. He was part of that as they've come back the last couple years playing really well. But he was talking about the negativity in the Detroit media, and he said this, quote, I have this, probably need to drop it pretty soon because I'm hopefully going to be in Detroit for a long time, but I have this thing with our local media where they almost like to relish in negativity at times. Maybe that's what gets clicked, and maybe that's what sells, but it's no longer what they need to live in. Hey, guys, we have a good team. We had success. We can be happy about that. We can celebrate it, not have to write about how we're constantly the underdog. No, teams are going to be gunning for us now. We won the division and all that. I'm probably overthinking it in my head. It's the chip on my shoulder and the competitor in me. Interesting comments.
That's the quarterback who I can understand how his thoughts might be in some different places because what's happened to him in his career, right?
Yeah.
Of being flip-flopped with Matthew Stafford. Stafford got the Super Bowl win out there, but now Jared Goff has had a bit of a resurgence and they do have a really good team and he's a part of that too. I don't consider him to be one of the, seven or eight best quarterbacks in the league, but he's a guy that, depending on how he plays, can be right around that top 10 margin.
Yeah.
And a good player, right? A solid player when he's got good weapons around him. So I would allow him to at least have these thoughts. And I don't know if he said it in a type of way that comes off of being a jerk.
Sure.
He sounds like he was honestly speaking from the heart there and trying to put himself in the Detroit community, like he said, like hopes to be there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I look at these comments and think he's both, and it's very possible to do this a lot, depending on who you're talking to. I think he's both right and wrong. I think there are parts of what he's saying that are spot on. If you're talking about how to be a healthy human, yeah, it's probably a good idea in life to not just constantly let the negativity in, allow some room for the positivity to flow in, and to enjoy the good when the good happens. Not just instantly assume the good is here, but it's not going to last if we don't do X, Y, and Z. I've never liked it when I've heard weather reports do that, right? Where I remember seeing years where you would watch the weather and someone would, the meteorologist would come on and say something like, well, all right, this weekend, mid-70s and sunny, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, looking like more sun, maybe up into the upper 70s, but by Thursday, thunderstorms. It's like, it's Tuesday of the prior week. Why are we talking about 10 days from now, there's going to be storms, so watch out.
Like, it's going to be wrong.
You want to have some moments
too
in life
far out
where you enjoy the good weather when the good weather's there. But I also don't blame, to keep on the weather analogy, Detroit media, Detroit fans, fans of the Lions, who say, yeah, the rain showers seem to have dissipated and the sunshine is coming in.
But we've been living in a thunderstorm for 30 years.
It's been tornadoes and hurricanes and cats and dogs.
You can't blame us.
You just got here when the last thunderstorm kind of ended and you've been here for the same sunshine we have. And you're telling us all that umbrellas don't even need to exist. That's, I think, where sports fans have a right to say our lived experience matters, too, does it not? Like, we've all been here through some of the tough times. Let us be a little gun shy, if that's okay.
The best course of action, if I was, you know, a confidant of Jared Goff's, would be to leave it as it is now.
You said your piece.
You said, yep. Right, yeah. You said what you wanted to say. You had a thought. I think you presented it in a decent way. It's the off season, right? So the timing of it is pretty good, where there aren't going to be a whole lot of hot buttony things coming out because you're not going to be playing any games now. You've got your thoughts on Dan Campbell and how he managed that last game. Sure, we do. And you should, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, you did win the NFC North and you won two playoff games. I mean, this is the most you've done since 1991. So that was big movement. If they can keep on this line, maybe fans in Detroit are going to be really happy and there won't be any negative. You win the Super Bowl and then that negativity is really going to be, the door will be slammed shut in it.
I would tend to think so. That's where a lot, and that's where those fans are too. They're saying, you don't know how often you're going to have another chance to do this. We had a team that we thought might be able to this year.
So let's cash in.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get that close.
Because look at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Expectations change.
They were one Aaron Donald blow up away from maybe winning a Super Bowl. And
you're right.
Do we know if they're going to win one?
Well,
with
no.
Joey B?
It's an uncertainty. It's a thing that I don't blame those fans for feeling that way. And never forget this about the sports media, because I think this gets lost sometimes, especially with players, but some fans lose sight of this too, and it's okay. But, you know, when we work in the media, especially if you're in our positions where we're commentating on things, we're giving our thoughts on it, media members are not meant and they're not asked, we're not paid to talk about the big picture all the time when it comes to life. Mm-hmm. This is sports media. This is what we've all engaged in. We chose to work in it. You chose to listen to it, consume it, whatever.
Yeah.
We're basically paid to talk about the hopes, the dreams, the failures, the whatevers of sports fans in a few zip codes. That's basically what our job is. So if you don't enjoy that type of conversation, I get it. You may not want to hear it some days. You may be a little done with it. You may just be exhausted by it. That's fine.
Then just shut it off.
Right. I think everybody has to.
And be quiet.
Just like there are. That would be the same thing as going up to the people who do the news on like the on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or whatever you watch and saying, all you do is talk about the economy and the negative stuff.
Yeah.
That's their job. That's their job.
Yeah.
That's their job to a degree. I wish it wasn't that way, but that is their job.
Right. Like that's the stuff that they do in the news. And you don't, if you don't like it, then watch a rerun of Seinfeld.
Exactly.
You know,
you can
that's where I'll be.
Right.
George is getting upset.
But if you get into Seinfeld to a hardcore enough level, there's a message board or a podcast or a YouTube or somewhere.
Someone will be negative about that.
Who's got some thoughts on which ones are the best episodes, which ones are the worst, and they're going to be different than yours. You can find
Why did they make George a cartoon character in the final three seasons?
Sure. Right.
You can't even buy him.
He's not believable.
He's not even believable.
You could go that route.
I just watched the Curb episode last night, which is a great one.
Yeah.
Of actual Jason Alexander talking to Larry David about what an idiot George was and how he could never get another job because all they see is the schmuck. They just see the idiot. And Larry is so offended by this because the character's roughly based around lots of things that happened to him.
Well, I enjoy that great. Curb has moments where it's just like, are they actually, this is just a real conversation, right? This is what these real people really think. We just put they it just in start filming and filmed it. Yeah, it. That's all it is.
That's but a that's lot exactly of what that what show they, was.
Yeah.
And they're basically talking about, and then like they're sitting in the office and Larry comes up with the idea because they're trying to get him working again. And he was working as a used car salesman in this episode. It was very funny. And he says, well, there's the idea for the show, Jason. Like you're going to play an actor and you're on such a hit show and you can't get any work and you become embittered and angry all the time because of it. And it's just so funny because there's, you got Larry, not that he can't get work, but he couldn't have done any other kind of show, right? Than Curb.
I would think not.
And he somehow turned this into 50 years of dominance on TV.
Pretty great.
Between Seinfeld and Curb, which just ended on Sunday.
Did it really?
It just ended for good.
That was the last
Sunday.
One.
That's the end of the era there.
Well, see, I'm sorry. I missed it. I've missed out on that.
I didn't see it yet. I'll catch up.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know. I was going to try to drop a Game of Thrones reference, but I lost it. They just were in a diner and the music faded and that was it. That's all that happened. The Sopranos ending. I don't know.
The Sopranos ended with a black screen, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Seinfeld just ended in a jail cell.
Is it Tyrion Lannister?
Tywin Lannister.
Is that
He didn't make it to the last episode.
I don't know.
Wasn't
I don't
even
know
close.
I don't know the Lannisters. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Lannisters.
What I do know is food. Fat Boy food tip coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Stop and go traffic is causing a small delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. And you'll hit some slow traffic on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Going stir crazy with your pet? Invisible Fence brand works in any weather, so you can stay warm while your dog gets their energy out in the yard. Their local pet experts work with you to create a customized solution tailored to your pet. Learn more about how pets like yours gain independence at InvisibleFence.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Their BMI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Timmy Hall is in for Common Man today. Tweet us. Name that hole coming up 534. We have plenty of other things to get to. Degenerate T-Bone coming up in just a few moments. But right now, it's one of our favorite things to do. We like to do it every day. It is Fat Boy Food Tip.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, Timmy. We already know what's up. The Masters, Augusta. They're there.
Have you heard about the cheap concession prices?
Well, funny
at Augusta
enough,
National.
Funny enough, buddy.
I mean, this is just
shocking
revelation to hear about this. I never heard about this before.
Yeah, they do talk about it quite a bit, but I have the full menu, and I wanted to kind of just run through what options sound good to you. Sarah on Twitter had pointed this out, said going to Augusta for the Masters, you can order the entire concession menu for under $70, which I know that's their thing. They want you to be able to enjoy it. They try to keep their prices low.
Well, you've already paid about $75,000 to get down here.
Well, between
so the least
that,
they could do is give you $1.50 pimento cheese.
Between that and the pro shop, right? Where, I mean,
oh, man.
People go right in here to buy all that stuff. You've got one. You've got a hat right there from Augusta.
If we can get these cameras rolling, check out my nice navy blue Masters tournament hat. From one Joey Lane, Buckeye basketball captain, brought this back for me. I didn't even ask for it, and he brought it back.
That's
for me.
Very nice. Look at that.
What a
guy. Good to have a friend.
What a guy.
Good to have a friend who's won the lottery and got into Augusta. Now, the yes, as you mentioned, the egg salad, pimento cheese sandwiches, those are both $1.50. But if you're a big spender, you want to go all the way with a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You get a barbecue pork sandwich for $3, a Master's Club for $3. The rest of these all $3 as well. Chicken salad on honey wheat, ham and cheese on rye, and a classic chicken. I'm sure they're all great.
Mm.
Coffee's going to run you about $2. Chicken biscuit, $2. Sign me up for... When you're in the South, if any restaurant has chicken biscuit on the menu, just if you like chicken fried and you like biscuits, get them. Get that. It's going to be the best thing you probably eat, no matter where you are.
We should give ourselves a $15 budget.
Oh, well,
see what we come up with.
I could knock that out, but math is not my strong suit.
Ted, give yourself $15. Tell us what you want on the Master's menu.
Okay.
All right?
Couple other things. Blueberry muffin for $1.50. That's great.
That's a great deal.
Soft drinks, $2. I'm surprised they're that expensive, given you can get a whole muffin for $1.50.
I understand. I think the Atlanta Falcons, check that on me. I think the Atlanta Falcons in the last couple of years have been reading things how they have been much more fair to their customers with soda prices.
Good.
Where they have dropped it to around that for a refillable soft drink. I think that's the place where, you know, sports teams, you know, venues, concert venues, whatever, get you the most. You can make your margins on a lot of these other items. Could you just give us like a reasonable, even $3?
Yeah, right.
Give us a 20-ounce cup and let it be refilled a time or two.
Sure.
That doesn't need to be $6, $7, $8. That's crazy.
No,
but anyway, continue.
I know. They've got soft drinks for $2, a crow's nest, which appears to be a cocktail you can get for $5.
Great
domestic
deal.
Beer, $5.
That's a deal.
White wine for $6. Yeah, I mean, this is all good. They have a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich that sounds delicious, $2.50. So, there you go, Augusta, if you're ever there, a lot of those things you could get. I think the meal for me I would go with, I'm probably going barbecue pork,
I'm throwing one of those in.
I'll probably also get a blueberry muffin, so that's got me at $4.50. I'm going with a bottle of water for $2 and then a crow's nest, so that's another $7, so I'm at $11.50. And you said I had 15 to work with?
$15,
I'm throwing in, I'll do a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich right there. That gets me under the $15 mark. That's what I would do.
That's a good, I got to try one of the pimento cheese. I'm not in on the egg salad. So I'll go pork barbecue pimento cheese. Gets me to $4.50. I'm going to go with the chicken biscuit to get to $6.50.
Sure.
Throw the import beer to get me to $11.50. And I think I need that. How could you not get the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich? If it's got the little yellow Master's logo next to it, that's a favorite.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I've got at least two of those on my menu item. So I'm just under the 15 as well with that.
Pretty good. McDonald's has also put out a billboard that apparently provides a scent as you walk by it. This is something that they're testing out in Amsterdam. But basically, these billboards...
This sounds wrong.
Yeah, it's a series of unbranded blank red and yellow billboards with a hidden compartment that will store French fries. An internal heat and ventilation system will intensify the smell of the snack.
Oh my God.
And direct it toward anyone walking within 5 meters of the display. So that's like 15, 20 feet. The smell of McDonald's is iconic, says their creative officer. Who cares? Anyway, the idea is, we already got it. You're putting the smell there.
I can tell you how this is going to go.
I want some McDonald's. That's not bad.
It's not going to wind up... Something's going to go wrong, and the only thing people are going to think that smells like is a giant fart.
Maybe.
That's how that's going
right.
to work.
It could be. It could be that maybe on like a 40-degree day, that would work out well, but 90 degrees in the middle of the summer, and then it's like,
real fries would you like me stored to back in there?
Breathe some hot potato breath into your face? No, I don't want that. No, it doesn't sound good, actually.
You could actually hear the machines huffing and puffing back there going...
Right. Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to go. Also, can I just throw in the last part of this is, that's like interesting technology, but it also seems kind of pointless. Are there a lot of people on the face of the planet, at least in, you know, places like Amsterdam, developed countries, where they do not know if you say ba-da-ba-ba-ba or you have the little arches? Do they not know what the fries smell is? Do they not know what that is? I think that's not what you need to sell. It's just... Hey, remember there's McDonald's right here? Do you want McDonald's? Anyone who knows what McDonald's is knows exactly what they're getting. I think you have to remind them of the smell of it.
I'd rather you do some normal but catchy slogans or billboards and then crush that app with more deals for the customers.
Sure. There you go.
Do that with the money.
Yeah.
Get me some more fries.
Well, today
I don't want to smell the old stanky fries.
Well, today
I want to eat some hot fresh ones.
I thought I got a little bit over on the McDonald's app because I ordered the thing. They had free large fry in the app, so I got that with my meal.
That's like a day that ends with Y.
Yeah, yeah. So I just decided today was the day for that one, so that's what I did. Got my meal, and I reach into the bag, and I feel a papery bag of french fries, small. And I'm like, why did they not give me the large? Well, then I feel around. There's a cardboard carton in there, and I go, oh, they gave me a large, and they just gave me extra fries. So I eat the small fry, not looking.
And how much better was the small fry? Because it's in the
wax bag. It was good. I'm not going to lie. You love that bag. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
I actually got two small fries, because have you seen the deal in the app that when you spend or when you purchase a 20-piece McNugget, you get two free fries any size? And that's a good deal, by the way. Because what does a large fry cost without any discount?
Oh, it's like
$3.79.
Yeah, it's up there.
That's almost an $8 value. But look, I was already getting a 20-piece nugget, okay? So I went with this move. I said no to two larges because I was just eating for myself. You guys don't like to eat out of my fry box anyway. You guys won't even take it. So I got two small fries to go with the 20-piecer. So I had two wax bag fry experiences. I ate them in the car. They didn't make it to when I got to work. I just ate the nuggets when I got to work.
Because as Timmy said, no one likes to eat out of his box of chicken nuggets.
Oh, yes.
And he also likes the sack of fries.
You're going to see Graham, Cox. I mean, they're all just going to be like, hey, I got them. No, I got them. I want that sack.
Sack of fries.
There you go. Real quickly. Caitlin Clark. She's not in the WNBA, but it turns out
she will be.
They're already counting on her to help boost the numbers. We'll talk about that when we come back. And Degenerate T-Bone is next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 104 before 71, and you can expect a 5-minute delay due to an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio Laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio Laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Extra large, extra stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Coming up tonight, you've got a half-hour Buckeye show with whoever that host is. Oh, wait, it's the guy sitting next to me, Timmy Hall.
Oh, thank you, Bone.
Sticking around to do the half hour. Appreciate you doing that. I can't tonight because I've got kids' activities that I'm already committed to. Otherwise,
Coach
I would.
Smith?
There's a little coaching. Well, there was going to be coaching. I think the rain and the storms and all that stuff has kind of washed out practice tonight, but
washed out basketball practice?
Oh, we're done with basketball. We're on to soccer. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Thank
God. We're on to Cincinnati. Yeah, we've moved on.
We're on to Cincinnati. What am I thinking? Basketball season. Well,
it's all right. It's okay.
As soon as basketball season ends, there should be another basketball season that starts back up. Because if you love that game, I remembered summer basketball. I always looked forward to it.
Well, we'll have a little bit on that in a moment because we will have some news on the WNBA, which does start up right after like the NBA gets kind of, or even while the NBA is going, that starts up. But also like AAU kids are like, yes, Timmy, we hear you. There should be basketball year round. They've got it.
There is.
They're doing it.
Sometimes too much basketball.
It can be. But then we've got other kids' activities tonight too. My daughter has a banquet for her show choir. So I wasn't going to that because I was going to soccer practice. Now I'm going to the banquet. So double not doing that. So sorry.
That's what happens when you got three daughters.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of stuff to do.
We're busy. But then you've got that tonight after you get done. The CBJ Shorty 6:30 coverage starts. They are in Florida, which is where Rimmer will get, I think, honored again by the Panthers because he called many a game there.
Not that doesn't he live on that side of Florida anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
So he just gets to hang at the house.
He did this week. We talked to him yesterday. He was there at the house. But
yeah,
that'll be his last time calling a game there because he's obviously retiring here next week. So the end of the season will come upon us very soon. Only three Jackets games left. Hear all the coverage right here on The Fan. All right, Degenerate T-Bone time. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health.
Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites,
providing the finest care anywhere.
OhioHealth.com/finest care.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. Oh, look, it's the Masters. And I don't really have a lot of golf expertise, but fortunately I'm sitting next to a guy in Timmy Hall who loves golf. And has been looking at the leaderboards here. Now, the nice thing about betting golf that I do know is you can get in on the live betting. So if you have a
live thought, betting, good.
If yep. you see something, there's lots of. There, I love this aspect of golf betting. I always enjoy, which is, will player X get a birdie this round? Will player Y do this?
The like, answer is yes to getting a birdie this round.
All yep. right, but you can also do on this hole. You can also do in the next three holes. You can do stuff like that. So. Those are always fun ones to do to keep you in it if you're not a huge golf fan, but you're trying to just enjoy the tournament a little more.
Yeah, it helps
stuff
out.
Like that it really helps out.
Yeah. And what also is fun is that you can make a very, very small bet because the nature of the sport, it could be more enticing than betting college basketball and trying to pick those winners or betting NBA like you do where the odds aren't going to be as great, the payouts aren't going to be as great for just picking teams to win or against a spread. But when you only have one winner, right, and yeah. anything can happen, we don't have, even though Tiger Woods is out there right now, and he birdied number one, and that's what stopped me mid-segment to yell about it.
It did.
We don't really have that guy in the game where you have this clear front runner. I know they're telling us that that's Scottie Scheffler. He is phenomenal, but this is also a major championship and not just another stop on the PGA Tour. So for him to win back-to-back, well, it's not back-to-back green jackets, but
two out of three.
To win two in a three-year span, that would be ridiculous. So let's see him do it. And I believe he just hit in the water on 13. So here's what I'm telling you. Bryson, who's a live guy, 7 under today, 65.
Bryson DeChambeau at the top of the leaderboard
That's
right now.
That's ridiculously
yeah.
good. And how good they think Scheffler still is. Scheffler is still the favorite to win at plus 360, Bryson's plus 400. So I go down the list a little bit and look for guys that have gotten off to good starts. I'm going to give you a trio of golfers.
Okay.
And we'll see if one of them hits when the weekend's done. With Victor Hovland was one of my guys. We talked about him this week. One of my picks going in. He's off to a decent start. I also like the way Cam Smith, the champ at St. Andrews, the 150th when we were there, the way he putts when his putter is hot. Wow, it keeps him in any event.
That's right.
He's plus 2,500. Victor's plus 2,200. And Will Zalatoris, back from his injury, can really hit it. Pure golf ball striker, plus 1,800.
There you go.
I'll sprinkle over those three guys for some fun for a longer shot. But they're top 10 guys.
Yeah. I always like the long shot plays. I do that with auto racing, Indy 500, Daytona 500, stuff like that. Similar to golf where it's, hey, you don't have to know a lot about the sport. You just pick a name and say, well, that guy wins, it's like 20-1. Kentucky Derby, same thing.
Yeah, I put $10 on Cam Smith.
It's fun to have a couple names out there that if you see a guy on Saturday who's making a charge towards the top of the leaderboard and you have $10, that's pretty.
Let's do some banging on that right now while my thumb's ready.
Oh, you're just going ahead and go and place a bet right now.
I may as well do that
live on the air. Good for you.
Let's do some banging.
The WNBA is very much counting on Caitlin Clark to bump up their broadcast numbers. They're hoping for that to be the case. So much so that they are making her not yet team the most televised team in the WNBA this season. They announced Wednesday the Indiana Fever, who hold the number one pick, but she has not, of course, been drafted yet. We all believe that's going to be the case. WNBA has announced 36 of the 40 games that the Indiana Fever play will be on national television, either through the WNBA broadcast partners or their streaming partners. 8 of those games will be on ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. Other games will be on the ION Network, NBA TV.
Good old ION.
I know. We all love ION. NBA TV, Prime Video, and the CBS Sports Network. So that is more than defending champion Las Vegas Aces, who get 35 appearances, and the runners-up, the New York Liberty, with 31 appearances. But the Fever, of course, like I said, have that number one pick. The WNBA draft is Monday, so if you're looking to see the next step in Caitlin Clark's career, that's where it's going to be, is in the WNBA.
Fantastic. I just am still so floored by the ratings that came out for these last couple of
basketball
games. Women's
tournament beating the men's tournament.
Oh, not just beating.
In the final.
Crushing it. But
by like 3 or 4 million views.
I'm not talking about those numbers. I'm talking about the fact that that women's national championship game was beating all the NBA finals games.
All the finals.
Of the last, what, 6 years or something?
Yeah.
Not just a couple. All of them.
Anything
for years.
Anything that wasn't an NFL or Olympics event.
Or a college football game.
No. It beat every,
all but four, right?
It beat every college football game except for the three playoff games and the OSU-Michigan game this past season. Every other
Incredible.
College football game. Those Deion
Incredible.
Games where we were like, Deion Sanders has got people watching Colorado
uh-huh.
football. It smoked
uh-huh.
all of those. I mean, it's
fascinating.
It's quite a phenomenon.
It really is. Like,
yeah.
they have forced us to watch by being yeah. so compelling.
Yeah.
It's forced
it's
it upon
undeniable.
Us. Yeah.
Like, you can go watch it now because the product is so good and enjoyable. And I find that to be fascinating. All right, we come back. A Big Ten school is making a pretty bizarre decision. We'll explain that next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some slow traffic causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Bryce Road, and another 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811. Every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb, very dumb. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Timmy Hall joining me. Timmy Hall giving us something to...
Oh, look at this.
Put in our mouths.
Look at this.
Mm.
Yum.
We're eating a...
Panama Ted.
There's more, Ted.
In the freezer...
There's more.
When you get a second, I want you to go and grab yourself a Purple Cow. It was in the Meijer, or Meijer's, if you like to throw the S on. Went in the ice cream aisle, said, you know what? I'm going to bring in some ice cream for the guys today. Doing
That's
the show.
Creamsicle?
So orange creamsicles.
Nice.
One just for you.
I love an orange creamsicle.
$3.50 for a big giant box with like 18 of them? What
oh,
a deal,
really?
Right?
That's great.
What a deal.
Well, this is the time of year, right? Where soon those will be like $19 because it's summertime and everyone will be thinking about it. But you still caught it where it's in the coldish months.
So where's
this deal?
Where's this stack up? With just some of the generic
creamsicle?
Like popsicles or ice cream. If we...
Well, first
ice cream
of all,
or pop, anything on a stick.
Sure.
Put it on a stick. Where's
first
it
of all, you can get any popsicle that doesn't have cream in the inside of it. You can get that out of my face. I don't need frozen juice. I just drink juice if I want to.
No popsicle?
Not
those
compared,
outshine
compared
bars,
to all the other things. No,
the lime and lemon or the lime outshine bars, those are solid.
Compared to everything else that you could have, I like there to be some cream, some ice cream treats in my frozen treats. So... I'm a big fan of those hard shell chocolate covered ice cream bars with the stick in them. I like those, especially if there's crunchies. That's my number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then an orange creamsicle is number 1A, maybe two.
You eat for a second. I'll talk.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. The creamsicle, there's always been something special about an orange and vanilla mixed together. I look back to the days we were talking about McDonald's earlier, and I don't know why they don't do this. If they want my advice, they need to have the orange vanilla twist in every McDonald's in America. I think it's that good of a combination. I think it's that deadly of a combination. Anytime I'm in the aisle where there's Kraft sodas and those orange Dreamsicle, the Stewart's, Jones maybe makes one of those. There's some others. They're fantastic. So the orange Dreamsicle, that is number one. And I'm with you on a classic chocolate-covered vanilla ice cream bar with the crunchies. Don't sleep on just a classic fudge bar. And then I'll hit you with these two. They're almost like brother and sister. You've got that strawberry shortcake ice cream bar that I can think of it in the Good Humor wrapper.
That's
the
one I was
thinking of. The ice cream truck would give you that one. That the consistency, the chewiness of it was so good. And then I don't know what the name of the other one was, but it was the chocolate version. The chocolate version of that same thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of textured on the outside, but oh man, I could eat 10 of those and be happy.
I love a good frozen treat. Obviously, I like the SpongeBob, like the character frozen things.
I know what you mean. Just something about the chewiness.
Well, the amount of times I've had
it's almost like popsicle ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, and my kids will get those at the pool sometimes when we go.
The gumball eyes or whatever.
But the problem is they're not quick eaters. In the middle of the summer, those things start to melt. So
let dad help you.
They'll eat what they want, and then they'll go back and get in the pool, and then I got to finish it, because otherwise we're going to have, you know, wasps and hornets and bees and everything else coming over. So
you know what I've been doing?
Gotta get rid of it.
You know what I've been doing now? I switched up my order when the fam goes to Dairy Queen. I mean, who doesn't hit up Dairy Queen?
What was your old order before we get to the new order?
I would get a Blizzard,
know? The new world order. NWO for right there, life.
What are you doing? You switched up. So a big, big step in life. I've switched up my order at Dairy Queen.
What was the old order
big
again?
News.
What'd you get?
I would fluctuate between like a Heath Blizzard, an M&M, or an Oreo Reese's Blizzard, you know.
Okay.
I would do the dipped cone.
Dipped?
And I would also, Sarah loves this, I would complain while getting the dipped cone about how they don't have the cherry dip. So
it's back then.
I would, some of the locations, like Mike Todd will
Mike
put the
Todd's
cherry
got
dip.
Him. Yeah, he's got them.
I don't know if our Hilliard location is doing the cherry dip.
Well, show up. Roll in there and ask for the dip.
Do it.
Give me some cherry dip right now.
Or the orange creamsicle dip. That would be a good one.
Oh, do they have that? I didn't know they had that.
No, it is a thing. I don't think they have it right now. But what I do is I just get an entire box of Dilly Bars, and so I take...
Okay, that's a strong
move. That will be my
order.
I'll get a box of Dilly Bars. I think there's five. They have the cherry-flavored Dilly Bar, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, okay.
What a tasty treat. The ice cream is so thick and chewy. I love that.
Okay.
I love a thick ice cream. It's so good.
I don't recall having a thin one, but I'll take your word for it.
No, well, you know what I'm talking about, because you get the soft serve ice cream with the cone. It's really melty.
Well,
the ice cream consistency in the Dilly Bar is super thick, almost hardened. And then it's wrapped around that crunchy exterior with the cherry flavor.
Because it's frozen as opposed to being soft serve.
It's frozen and it's in the freezer that's turned down really low with the ice cream cakes.
That's how you get it frozen.
And I take the rest home, and then Jack eats all of them.
There you go. That's good. By the way, I have one other question. You made me think of this, and then we will get to this Northwestern thing, I promise, but we're on food for a second, so help me out.
Food's important.
I am sure I am wrong, and I am sure I'm going to sound like Aaron Rodgers when I say this. Has anybody else noticed that the Reese's Pieces are not as available as they used to be? Because I'll tell you something.
You're not wrong.
The last couple months,
they are not put to the forefront
enough. When I swing through to a gas station, or when I go to places where usually I'm getting to the candy bar aisle to look for candy, there's been a few times where I've said, I would like a Reese's Pieces. And I'll see the peanut butter M&Ms in a bag. I'll see all the M&M flavors in a bag. You know what? I love this place. I go there often. I get nothing for telling you about them. Sheets. Their gas station has about every Reese's thing you could want. They got the Take Fives. They got the Nutrageous, the Outrageous, the Slutrageous, whatever they got. They got all the Rageouses. They're all there. And they've got the Regis as well. The Reese's Regis candy bar. I don't know what I said. I don't know. Anyway.
Salute.
I'm just saying, they got all the candy bars from Reese's. They got all the Reese's cups. They got the shapes. They got everything. I can't find Reese's Pieces there to save my life. And I can't find them a lot of times when I go out. I'm not seeing them.
I agree with you, Bone.
And I don't know what happened.
I agree with you. I think they are put on the back burner. They must have their stats, right? I mean, I'm sure. Well,
can I tell you my theory?
The grocery stores or the gas stations have their stats on what sells, and they're going to put the hot selling stuff to the front. I'm sure you can find it. But you have to go on more of a search in that hefty candy aisle and fix your eyes in the right spot to find them.
Here's my theory. Well, it's two theories. One is I'm just stupid and I haven't gone to the right stores. That's very possible. Okay. The other theory, though, if there is a shortage of them, is that I think the Easter candy may have taken a bite out of the Reese's Pieces selection. Because I think what happens is every year when they get ready for, you know, the time where all the Easter candies get made.
Yeah.
What's one of their big items Reese's does? At least at our house, we always have those little bags that are shaped like a carrot that are full of orange Reese's Pieces. Right? That thing is, I believe, one of their top sellers.
Mm.
And if that's the case, Maybe they converted to just making all the orange Reese's pieces and they're stopped bagging them in the regular bags. They're putting them all in that because they got to get those out there. Maybe it takes them a little time to get back ramped up.
I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I agree.
That could be it. I don't know. Or it could be just I'm stupid. So, yeah, I need to go find a bag of Reese's Pieces when I get out of here.
Did you partake in any markdown Easter candy? Because
no,
I just got some of that, too, at Meijer. And it was 90% off.
I didn't hit up those aisles all week, and I've been kicking myself for it.
I got a chocolate bunny for 39 cents.
Okay.
I got, they were tubes. They were like plastic tubes of gummy bunnies.
Okay.
So I got three of those for 59 cents a pop. And then I got like a little plastic container, like what the size of thing that if you've ever been to Trader Joe's and gotten those jellies that they have.
Sure.
Pretty good candy. It's that size thing of sour bunnies.
Okay.
59 cents.
Beautiful. Well, that's a good way to save money.
I mean,
great way to save money.
How could you not do it?
And get all the candy you want. Speaking of great ways to save money. It's actually about Northwestern because they're going to save money on their stadium because they're not going to have one.
They're going to save a lot of money.
They're going to spend $800 million eventually to build a stadium.
They're actually going to lose a lot of money because they won't be able to sell any tickets to their games. But who is going to buy them anyway?
This is crazy. It says they're going to have a temporary stadium built on the site where the school's lacrosse and soccer teams currently play, and they will continue to host events for those sports. Northwestern will likely play some home football games at Wrigley Field, where it hosted games in 2010, 2021, and 2023, and possibly other Chicago area venues. So I went and looked at this venue. You've seen it, Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful facility they've got up there. But the soccer lacrosse stadium, as it is currently constructed, it is on all the stands are on one side because it looks out over Lake Michigan. It looks down towards Chicago, but of course there's the lake there.
Let me just say, it is one of the more spectacular athletic campuses I have ever seen.
Yeah,
You look, there is an image I posted on the Buckeye Show's Twitter account last night when talking about this story, because I was floored when I read that. I did a double take. I'm like, wait, what, they're going to play regular season football games? This isn't just about their spring game is going to be
because
they could have that at the indoor, but there's a photo from inside the indoor and the glass wall they have and how that lake just sparkles, and you can actually see spots of the sand on the beach in the frame as well. It's just stunning.
It is.
You shouldn't be allowed to lose a football game with facilities that nice.
Yeah, you should get all
the
recruits.
They did so much for you. You should not lose football games with stuff that nice.
Well, so they said that the people who put on the Chicago race for NASCAR, they have to build stands for that, giant stands that can host a lot of people, and then they have to be torn down because they're in the middle of downtown streets, right? So that
company, they don't have an oval track somewhere?
Illinois? But they just did a NASCAR race there this past year in the city, streets.
They did, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so when they have things like
the old days in Columbus, they had that thing.
Yeah. So they had to put up some stands that can hold a substantial number of people. They say that company's been hired to build temporary stands around that field. So, I mean, let's say they can get that number up to 10 or 15,000 maybe, but
still,
you're talking a drop in the bucket from what you could have there. And especially if you have good teams coming in, where the fans travel, you may have some issues, but
if you go down to Texas, you'll find 100 high school football stadiums that are three times the size of whatever they're planning to do for 2024.
Right. So for the Ohio State games, when those happen, probably for Michigan, those type of games, they will still play those probably somewhere that's not this, but they're going to play a large percentage of their season in what is currently a 2,000 seat stadium. That is for a Power Five Big Ten team.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I think it's
God.
Ridiculous. I know why they're doing it, but again, I don't know. I know, but I don't, because do you need a 30,000, 35,000 seat, $800 million stadium for what you have? Or can you just stay where you are? You could probably just stay where you are. You're Northwestern football. Put that money in the basketball program and let's go. But that's what they're choosing to do. Let them live. Seems kind of stupid. We come back. We'll talk about your favorite NFL team. They could look like Oregon football. Speaking of college football, when we get back, we'll talk about it. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 10-minute slowdown due to a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33 and a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Well, when Man and I do all of our banging, there's only one place we like to do it. That is Hollywood Casino Columbus, the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus. We go there, 12,000 square feet, all the TVs you want, food, drink, great atmosphere, great place to watch whatever sports you want to. They're going to have them on. And, of course, they also have my favorite feature of all of that is you can place a bet in person with a real person. You can hand them cash. They hand you a betting slip. It feels like you're right there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And then when you win,
you can go back and get, there you go, and give them a slip, and then they give you a whole bunch of cash. Or if you're maybe a little more introverted, you don't want to necessarily walk right up to someone and start talking about your bets, you can go to one of their
kiosks,
giant assortment of kiosks where you can do it all just on the screen. Either way you want to go, they got you covered. Hollywood Casino Columbus, the sports book, is immaculate. Get there today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have any idea who this man is talking about UFC on ESPN right now?
I don't, but
he looks like Dave Biddle.
He looks like Dave Biddle and the Bush beer guy had a baby,
a very handsome man baby
that is, got a little salt and pepper hair.
Dave Biddle's a handsome man. That's what I'm saying. I tell him all the time.
He's got the salt and pepper thing going, and then the Bush beer guy's got the beard and everything. This looks like, you're very right. Dave Biddle, I don't know who this guy is, but he's on,
saying that Alex Pereira will beat Jamahal Hill. Whoever is saying
I totally agree with what he's talking about.
Stadium Network? Is that what we got on?
The Stadium Network. I watch that all the time.
Is that even a real channel?
It's just some YouTube thing that popped up on TV. I don't even know. I don't know how this got on our TV. It's crazy. It's the same reaction I had when my mom found out that there were some blurry channels that were available on the downstairs TV when I was in high school. I don't know how those got there.
God.
What? I thought it was just people doing woodworking. You know, I just heard I thought he was hammering. So I didn't know what was going on. I just heard that.
That takes me back. It's hard to imagine living in the world we live in where you could just beep, boop, boop, click a couple of buttons on your keypad, or it's right there on your phone with the way Instagram is right now.
Who would even need that with the way Instagram is? Could you imagine? Yes.
We are watching channels that we did not get.
For those who are like under 30 who are not aware what we're talking about, there was a time on cable where you would have scrambled channels that you could hear.
Yeah, the audio, but you couldn't see the picture.
But you could sometimes see a little bit of it. And so you'd sit there, maybe, hypothetically, and listen to whatever was going on in one of these adult films on one of these scrambled channels.
We had to learn about patience when we were young.
Yeah.
When our parents told us that patience is a virtue, we said, you have no idea.
You don't even know what you're talking about. You're like, I'm about to pass out right now. I don't know what's going on. I'm all just testosterone. I have no idea.
It's just amazing. I haven't thought about that in 30 years. And you just sent me right back.
Yeah. But now, to your point, we get your phone out, you get on any of these apps that have like algorithms.
Megan Thee Stallion is having a booty competition week long.
All you have to do is go, I like that one photo of that one person. And then suddenly your Instagram algorithm is like, would you like to see all the hot women in the world at all times? And you're like, it's here now. I guess I'm looking at it.
You're in, baby.
Here we are. Yeah, that's right. I'm just a victim of the algorithm. I'm just sitting there and it just shows me stuff. That's all.
I don't know how these participate. I'm not clicking the like button.
No way. How would it know? In either case, let's talk about whatever I was. Oh, yeah, Nike. So the NFL is, of course, a Nike brand now. They do all the uniforms Nike does. Apparently, they don't do them as badly as they do Major League Baseball uniforms, which are ripping to shreds as we speak. But one of the policies that have been changed, the NFL has announced that now teams will be allowed to use a third helmet for their uniform choices.
More alternates.
Starting in 2025. Teams who are redesigning their uniforms for this season have already been offered the option and to have a third helmet. And now that option is being offered to all the teams out there. So your team may have already started this. Every team's going to be able to do it. And of course, what that will eventually lead to, as you've seen with some of the teams that have that option, is it looks more and more like Oregon, right? Where you've got this combo of colored helmet and shirt and pants. The Browns obviously do this quite a bit, right? Where they mix and match the tops and what the different helmets look like. You're going to see more of that available as they do this. I don't think this is the end of it. I think the NFL will do, you know, eventually four helmets, five helmets, whatever they want. A team will say, we want all these helmet options, and they'll give it to them, and that'll keep going.
I'll be very curious to see what the Cincinnati Bengals do with that third helmet, because you're not doing anything with the standard. I mean, I think their standard orange and black is one of the prettiest helmets in football. And then that white and black one, that's like, whoa, like special sure. occasion deal. But
yeah.
You definitely want to see that one two or three times a season. Do they go back to the old, like, Ken Anderson plain orange helmet? Remember those where it was just Bengals written on the side, on each side? It's kind of too close to a Browns helmet, if I'm being honest. I don't know if they come up with something new, something cool. Maybe use the actual Jungle Cat on the side.
That's an interesting idea.
Like an old classic logo.
Make a logo that goes on there.
I think they should do one with the old, you know, sprawling cat. We're talking about Tiger Woods' new apparel earlier today.
Yeah, right. He's got,
if you guys don't know this, Tiger Woods, while you're speaking about Nike, he's out of the Nike game. He's got, I forget the name of it, but he's got a new apparel line that he's 100% with now. And it'll take some getting used to if you haven't watched any Masters coverage yet or seen Tiger since that deal was struck. And it's kind of the similar type of thing. It's like a sprawling tiger. So
yeah,
makes sense.
It's not bad. By the way, the other news of the day you may have already heard about, I'm sure most of you have at this point have been listening, but if not, I'll break it to you, is that O.J. Simpson passed away today. Apparently was dealing with cancer, according to his family. They asked for privacy during this time, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, we just talked about if you're of a certain age, you would have memories of certain things and other people would not. It was interesting today talking to people around the station, because guys that I've worked with here for the better part of 10 years, guys that I feel like, you know, would probably, I don't know why in my brain I forget that I'm so much older than them. But as we've talked about things, I'm just today finding out that, like, Evil Bald Colin, not alive when this happened, when OJ, when I mean is when the
1994.
The police chase, the court, all that stuff, the court case, that was national news for how many years all that stuff was going on, but specifically in the 94 NBA Finals.
Well, yeah.
When he was running from the cops with Al Cowling in the white Bronco, that famous footage that now there's been documentaries, there's been reenactment,
there's
movies
been
of it. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everybody's talked about that. Bunch of guys we work with here were not alive and old enough to remember that. And so, one, it showed me how old I am. But two, it just reminded me of there's probably half our audience that wasn't alive for some of that and doesn't really remember most of it. I vividly remember going to my dad when that cut in on the finals, because I was watching it inside the house. My dad was outside. It's a summer afternoon. It was, you know, in June.
June 17, 1994. Yeah. And the way that I remember that, too, is in a basketball sense, because this was prime Michael Jordan. And it's interesting that I say prime because he had just retired.
Yeah.
And everybody was blown away by the fact that Michael Jordan was retiring this young with this much left in the tank. And it was those two middle years of the finals, right? Where the Rockets, boom, boom, won back to back. You had three
absolutely.
Bulls, two Rockets, and then three more Bulls after that. And it was right in that span. I can still picture Bob Costas. I want to say Bob Costas was the guy.
I think you're right.
That was doing either the hat. He might have been doing play-by-play, or
well, he was doing
on the desk.
He was doing some part of
it.
Yeah, I think he was at the game, and they brought him in. They also, they cut into, you know, actual news coverage. Peter Jennings was doing that on ABC, but this was on NBC that you're talking about. But I remember going to my dad and saying...
Would have been Marv Albert on play-by-play. Maybe, yeah, maybe Costas was there. Just there at, he was. On the desk.
Yeah. He might have been doing their studio stuff, but it was at the...
And then sent it to... And then told you about the story, and then they sent it to some coverage.
In either case, I got to my dad who's working on our car that afternoon, and I said, Dad, O.J. Simpson's getting... Like, it's on live TV right now. They're chasing him. The police are. He's wanted for murder. My dad literally looked at me and said... It's not O.J. Simpson.
You got the wrong guy.
It's somebody. You misheard that. Yeah. It's not O.J. And he didn't know it was a national story. He thought it was like there was local coverage of somebody running from the cops in a helicopter and whatever. He had no idea that this was what. So we go inside and he sees it. And we both just stood there for 5 minutes with our mouths open going, O.J. Simpson? And for my dad, who actually remembered him playing, it was even more jarring.
Absolutely.
For him.
Yeah. So really bizarre for our dads.
But if you don't remember that moment, it's a. Yes, it's definitely a passage of time thing. I will never forget where I was.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's dead.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are people up there or wherever you go afterwards waiting for him who've got a few things to let him know about. How about that? Name that hole coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Hamilton Road, causing a 5-minute delay. And you can expect a 10-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
All right. Timmy is in for Common Man today. Mike will be back, we think, tomorrow. But we've got plenty of Name That Hole to get to. So we'll start off with this one from... Teddy, this one was from Twitter, right? That we got to our account, at manandbone971.
Yes.
This one came from Mike. It's a long story, Timmy, but...
I like long stories.
This one comes... He says... Mike says, long story, but a goodie. I'll change the names of the people, but I was at my best friend's brother's wedding reception. All right.
Okay.
Best friend's brother's wedding reception. We'll call him Dale. Dale got really intoxicated at his own wedding, was getting under the skin of the bride. We'll call her Rachel. We had to take Dale out in the lobby several times to pump some water into him and try to sober him up. After the official end time of the reception, Dale tells his mom to take the card box filled with all the money. Mom, we'll call her Sally. You can call these people by their actual names. I would never know, but I get it. Gives it to her boyfriend, call him Ronald, so she can keep drinking and chatting with people. Rachel's family sees Ronald with the card box and completely flips out. They do not know him that well, and they were worried he was stealing the cards. Sadly, the mother of the bride approaches Ronald, and there is a yelling match between the two. Police were called to the reception.
Oh, my gosh.
Dale tries to take his mom away from the scene and carries mom over her shoulder, but falls down the stairs. So EMS is called to the scene. Dale's brother, we'll call him Joey, is trying to explain the situation to the police, but gets lippy and is detained. I just sit at the table and try to reasonably talk to the police and get Joey out of handcuffs. Dale comes back to the reception hall and starts yelling at his wife, blaming her for this whole situation. Her bridesmaids are in tears, worried for her safety. Yikes. Who's the a-hole and who's a hole and how big and all that? Oh, that one. Okay. Well, first off, I don't think changing the names, it makes people go, I have no idea who this is. Everyone who's involved in that situation or is even nominally aware of that situation knows exactly who this family is. Changing their names did nothing, but thank you for sending that to us, Mike.
Because it's too detailed of a story.
Yeah. There's no way people are like, I don't know which one of those it could be. If you know that situation, you know that situation. So, first off, I think getting drunk at your own wedding, as much as it is your wedding, you got to, you know, you got to stay in the game for your new wife, right? You got to be there. She's in it. You got to be in it. Afterwards, you get to the honeymoon. That's where you blow off.
I agree. You've got to keep it together a little bit at your own wedding.
All right.
I
mean, so that
you,
I'm going to say that's an A-hole.
You got to draw a line.
That's an A-hole. All right. Fine. Then we get to everything involved with the card being given to people. I don't like the box of cards.
The box of cards. That's who's going to take care of that, right?
That's all a misunderstanding to me. That's a no-hole situation, including to the brother-in-law, but not to the mother.
No.
That's
Mom
not her.
Mom flipped out.
Yeah.
Over the top.
Mom coming up and accusing the guy of stealing the cards. That's at least B-hole behavior, right?
You got to have some. You got to have some evidence.
You're
of
getting
that.
To know this family, you're
right?
You don't assume. You don't walk in and say they're trying foot. To. Trying to steal this money.
And didn't she
from
not
his
wanna,
own sister?
And she didn't even want to take care of the card box because
no.
she wanted to go back to chit chatting and drinking.
Exactly right.
So don't not want to step in and be responsible for him,
right.
and then get upset and accusatory.
So mother
toward
of the,
someone else,
mother of the groom. We're going to say B-hole. I think that's fair. Teddy, do you disagree with any of that so far? B-hole for mom?
Definitely B-hole.
Okay, definitely
yeah.
B-hole. All right, at least. Then the brother tries to explain the situation and gets a little bit out of hand and gets detained. Again, at that point, I think you... there. I'm going to say no hole. Because you're just... now it's like this whole stressful situation. You're trying
cops
to
came,
get the cops
They don't
back.
Have the whole entire story. We
yeah.
don't know what the truth is here.
But I'm going to say the guy who got detained
it looks bad.
The brother's
yeah.
just trying to defend his family, and he's just trying to talk to the police, and he doesn't do it the right way. That's a no-hole situation for me.
No-hole.
Dale comes back to the reception hall, starts yelling at his wife, blaming her for the whole situation. All right, Dale was already an a-hole for getting drunk at his own wedding. But now I think coming in and yelling at your wife because you were drunk and she wanted to get the cards given to someone... that whole thing.
You're upgraded.
Your mom caused yeah. the situation, and now you dropped her, and then the EMTs got called, and then you're berating your wife?
You're upgraded.
Not her fault at all, Dale. That's...
C-hole.
You're the A-hole and the C-hole. I've never
Bad.
Had someone get two of those. Your A-hole and then upgrade to C-hole.
Yes.
Upon
that's
further
first,
review.
Yeah, this was an intertwining story.
Exactly right.
It had many different levels, and it kept getting better and better. I got one from the internet here.
Go ahead.
This is a weird one because it involves throwing away lingerie. Yeah,
okay.
Why would you? Lingerie!
Lingerie!
In the garbage can. So it says, I've been living... This is the girl here, the woman. I've been living with my best friend for the last 6 months or so. We've been friends forever. I know her older brother. He's about 5 or 6 years older,
okay.
this guy.
Okay.
Pretty well, too, because growing up, I'd see him when I was younger at my friend's house, and when he babysit us sometimes, and
yeah.
drive us places.
Okay.
I've known him my whole life, almost. It was
okay.
my birthday a month ago, and he bought me lingerie, which I thought was really weird, so I
yeah.
just put it in my drawer.
No.
I threw it away a few days ago, because I'm never going to wear it, and it makes me uncomfortable because he bought it.
Absolutely.
He was here earlier, and me and my friend were talking to him. He asked me if I wore the lingerie. Yeah, that's creepy, man. And before I could answer, my friend asked if the lingerie was the one I threw in the trash. I was going to lie, but she already told him what color it was, so he knew that it was what he bought me. He started yelling at me for throwing it away because it cost him a lot of money. I said, sorry, but it made me uncomfortable that you bought that. He told me he was just being nice. Thought I'd appreciate the thoughtful gift.
Okay.
He accused me of thinking he's some kind of pervert,
okay.
and he kept yelling at me
okay.
until I cried and
oh,
went to my room.
Oh, boy.
I don't think she's a hole
oh,
at
no
all.
Hole.
She's no hole, but let's go on
he's
to...
he's at least B-hole
Let's
status.
Go on to roommate and brother of roommate. Is that right?
Roommate is A-hole for outing her.
A-hole.
100%. Like, you gotta have a little friendship code there.
Right, just... oh, I don't
also,
know...
just say, why just is roommate not on the side of
the
roommate?
Subject.
Why would the roommate not be like, hey, brother? Why, brother?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing our friend lingerie? That's weird.
Weird.
Unless,
that's so weird.
Yeah.
Buying lingerie for my sister's friend?
Your friends.
What?
Timmy, you and I have been friends for a long time. Have I ever
gross.
Bought you underwear? Like, I wouldn't buy anyone
if
who's a friend
do,
of mine underwear.
If you do, let's go with some Minnesota Duluth Trading
okay.
Company.
All right. But what I'm saying is, if we were talking and you were like, you know, I can't find any good underwear anywhere. I just wish I knew something that fit me. And I was like, Timmy, I got some.
Gift, Bone.
I know some good ones.
Compression shorts
like,
for you.
Well, tell me about it. Then maybe it would be okay. But I'm guessing that the guy who bought lingerie for this roommate this situation.
There's a little bit more to it.
That's not a comfort level thing. That's a, I want you to wear this because I think that's interesting.
There's a couple other details. She said, I hated the way he looked at me when he gave me the lingerie. It grossed me out. Behold. I don't think he's a bad person or anything, but it made me really uncomfortable, and I didn't want to be reminded of the way he looked at me every time I saw the lingerie, so I got rid of it.
Teddy, am I wrong? B-hole for giving the lingerie, but I think it moves up to C-hole by then yelling at her because she was uncomfortable with your dumb
gift. You should leave it alone. You should be apologizing.
That's a,
and just leave it alone.
C-hole behavior all the way. And finally, I'll give you this one.
It's like psychopathic behavior, really.
Actually, you know what? We're out of time. It is. You're right. Psychopathic behavior. It's beyond absurd. Who does this?
Oh, man.
Could you, Timmy, I don't know if you have. I could never. I don't have the confidence to like walk up to a person, to anyone. Number one, I would never think of doing this. But even when I was back when I was banging, when I wasn't married, if I had like a friend that I thought maybe down the road we might kindle some interest, I could never in a million years think of
doing
any
that
friend
as a precursor, right?
I'm just going to hand you some lingerie and be like, just as friends do, I'm going to give you some lingerie from a nice lingerie place. No way. Not even that. Like a gift card would be awkward. Lingerie, you went and picked out something?
Oh, a gift card to Victoria's Secret
That's
would be
awkward.
Just as creepy.
That's awkward, yeah. But it's not like, and hey, then, it's still creepy.
You wear underwear, don't you?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be weird?
You know what? If you wanted to buy underwear, get her an Amazon gift card that she can use, or cash. Give her cash. She can go buy whatever she wants. Have your little secret.
Get her an Amazon gift card, and then you can have a fantasy about whatever she buys with it.
Yeah. And
do
then the guy,
way.
Then the guy to ultimately end up like, oh, so I'm creepy because I gave you some lingerie just as friends, whatever. You're weird. No, you are.
What a jerk.
You suck.
What a jerk.
Gross. All right, back page when we come back. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Be aware of an accident on North 4th Street at Nationwide Boulevard causing some delays. And there's another crash blocking the center lane on southbound 315 after Lane Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Final segment of the program. Now joining us is the same guy who's been joining us all day, Timmy Hall, who is hosting the Buckeye Show tonight for a half hour. He's been in for Mike all day.
My guy.
How you doing, buddy?
Both of you guys.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
What's
feeling great.
What's on the docket for tonight on the Buckeye Show?
Probably going to keep this one football heavy, Bone. I mean, these last two shows that we're going to do going into spring game on Saturday. By the way, we have something very exciting planned for tomorrow on the Buckeye Show.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be doing our first ever spring football bash on the Buckeye Show.
I like that.
We will have myself, Tyvus, DeVere, and Tim May all in studio for the 6 o'clock hour. And then I'll have our guy, because we didn't get to do the segment on Wednesday. Last night we had the spring game preview. Totally fine to step aside for Paul Keels and Jim Lachey to do their thing. They actually had Chip Kelly and Jim Knowles on. You'll hear a little bit from both of them if you missed that coming up in the show next here. But tomorrow, I told you about the 6 o'clock hour. The 7 o'clock hour will be me, Tyvus, and Dave Holmes of 10 TV for one last ride. One last time. You might have seen on his social media account yesterday that he is leaving 10 TV at the end of the week. Very sad.
Saddens me. Yes, of course.
Because he is a guy that, as you know, I've loved having him on the show. Good rapport, good chemistry, enjoys a good 25-year-old Seinfeld reference like I do. Good golfer. He just kind of gets our format, and he's been fun to have on the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll miss him.
It's been fun, too, with Dave, because walking back there where he sits, he's one of these guys that loves pro wrestling, loves WWE,
AEW. He wears a wrestling t-shirt every day.
Yeah.
And that's what's funny about it.
I know he has repeated them, but he's got so many of them, I always feel like I'm seeing a new one. He is, as big a wrestling fan as you're going to get, loves all the references, all the jokes and stuff, and is just a genuinely good person to have in your office, and a good, not just good, great guy on TV. So the fact that we're losing him is really sad, but I'm sure he's going to go on to do great things, and we wish him well in what he's going to do. But tomorrow he'll be on with you, correct?
Yes, for the whole 7 o'clock hour.
There we go. Yep. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So the spring football bash coming up tomorrow, and a bunch of good stuff talking about spring football coming up next with Carlos Lachlan, I think is a neat guy, the new running backs coach. We didn't talk a lot about him today, but I'll have some thoughts and some clips from his introductory press conference. And like I told you, some thoughts from the two coordinators, Jim Knowles and Chip Kelly as well.
There you go. Buckeye Show is coming up top of the hour. Then the Jackets will take on Florida. We'll do that at 6:30 is the coverage start. 7 o'clock is puck drop there in South Florida. Now, before we get to back page, didn't mention this yet, but we do know who the Crew are going to play in CONCACAF Champions Cup. They won their match. They're in the final four. They're going to be matched up with Monterey. Monterey beat Inter Miami last night. I was watching. I actually stayed up and watched some of that game.
No Messi.
Messi.
Let me
tell you what. Monterey destroyed that team 3-1. And there's been a lot of MLS people who are like, Messi's going to come in and rule this league and do all this stuff. And their team has done some really good things. When he's on the field, they are pretty dominant. He was on the field last night, couldn't do anything. And I'm sad that we won't get to see the Crew and Messi play in this game, because I think the Crew's defense could do something like that to Messi. But now they're going to have to contend with Monterey, who's a tremendously powerful team. A few years ago when the Crew played Monterey, they lost in Monterey, I think 3-0. It was kind of a demolishing. The team that is here now, far better than that Crew team back in 2021. I'm hopeful for this CONCACAF Champions tilt with Monterey. But
me too.
That's a tough, tough draw there. Mm. But you're in the Final Four. It should be expected, right?
So yeah, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult.
They're the only MLS team left. The other two teams besides Monterey are Club America, which is like the Yankees of Mexican soccer, and I believe Pachuca is the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
These are big time names there. So
Crew are in that. Good to be in that group then.
That's a couple weeks away, but just keeping an eye on it. All right, it's time for back page. Let's do it.
The back page. The back page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Sammy, I have a back page story if you want, but go ahead. If you've got one to start with, go for it.
Have you been following the Boeing planes in the last week?
Oh, I haven't seen the last week. There's been quite a few that have happened of late, but
there's another one.
Okay.
Just 3 days ago. This is unbelievable. What is going on? They need to get rid of every single plane and manufacture new ones. A Southwest plane returned to Denver on Sunday. You might have seen clips of this on social media. Someone had a video shot just shooting out at the wing as the metal on the wing was just ripping off of the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was insane. The Colin Cowling, whatever it was.
The Al Cowling. There you go.
Yeah. So it was 737. It says it landed safely. Passengers headed to Houston were put onto another aircraft, I would hope, Southwest Airlines said in a statement. Yeah, the engine cover fell off and struck the wing flap during takeoff.
Was that the one in Denver?
So it took off. Yeah, it took off in Denver, and I guess it landed right back in Denver.
How about this,
Timmy?
Did a little
spin around and landed, and then, oof.
That is the fourth plane that has been diverted to Denver's airport for these type of malfunctions. That is the fourth Boeing plane that has happened at that Denver airport.
Weird.
Where they've had to, like, it was flying somewhere else and they had to divert and go there. Or, like, in this case, it took off from there and immediately had to turn around and come back. That's the fourth time this year that one airport has had Boeing planes have an issue and land there. That's not all the Boeing issues. That's just the ones in Denver.
The scariest thing I ever had happen on an airline was in the Denver airport. And I was on it could have been a Boeing 737. I don't know what kind of plane I'm on, right? But a big one, like two on each side, big plane. It did a touch and go.
Oh, really?
A touch and go.
Oh, so it wasn't going to make it and decide, it wasn't going to stick the landing and decide, we're just going to go around again.
It touched down and took right back off. Like, it didn't like something about the ice, and it was like one of those snowy, it was a winter flight, right? Winter flight into Denver. You're always a little nervous, like, will those wheels catch and grip? And they did it. Touchdown. Took back off, and then it was like 25 or 30 more minutes. Like, went up,
because you
got to
go get in line.
Get in line, yeah.
That Denver airport is clear. Is crazy, though, because as you're flying in, you can see all the other planes in the line landing. It looks so surreal when you fly in there. But
maybe not a lot of ways to get in that airport or something.
There's it's just such a vast expanse. You can just kind of see it from a long distance. All right, that's it for us. Buckeye Show's next. Timmy Hall will be in for that, and then I'll see you tomorrow. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane and causing a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33. And watch out for a crash at the intersection of High Street and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good morning, or good afternoon, excuse me. I'm Ryan Baker. Bryson DeChambeau, your first-round leader at the Masters after shooting a 7-under par 65. Scottie Scheffler in second place, one stroke back at 6-under par as he ends his round. Ohio State's Neil Shipley in a group at minus one. He is through 12 holes. The Columbus Blue Jackets continuing their three-game road trip in Sunrise, Florida, taking on the Panthers at 7. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan begins at 6:30 immediately after the Buckeye Show. Jake Diebler, one step closer to finalizing his coaching staff with the hiring of Baylor Director of Basketball Operations Luke Simons as an assistant. Ohio State has one more assistant position available. Reds and Brewers postponed by weather tonight. This one's sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or you can...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now, for almost 20 years.
It's called amateur pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it.
Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
that.
You
need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you...
Yeah, but don't you just stop it
now.
What
am I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just...
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy. who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. That's, I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you got to do it every day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. To get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down. But the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think
you're
people get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because well, it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Like every other fat soccer-loving guy.
Good. Right? I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate. So, good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.